lights, but all the party girls are my party girls.
Like, oh my god,
that kind of reminds me of, you remember, sort of on topic, just where you found your
an
freaking,
hour per week of us getting drunk talk boy shit.
Anyway, we had like that Danny River thing.
Oh my god,
Chad and I had like a skit. It was like, it was me and him in his grandma's basement with his fucking stuffed animal Henry.
Instead of Ricky Lake, it was Danny River.
And I was interviewing,
is this audio or video?
Audio.
Oh my god.
It was on talk, but you still have it.
It's got, yeah.
Alright.
I used to do that kind of shit with
Roman. He had a Talkboy FX, which was a thing from Home Alone. That, like,
oh yeah.
He had one, and we were just like,
of course Chad had one.
Yeah. That was the best toy.
Alright, we'll put it after the credits on the show.
You have to find that.
I gotta find it.
I would love to hear my voice. How old were you, honestly? Like, grade 6? 5?
Man, me and Roman used to get into that kind of shit too. Like, we had an 8-track.
It's like 20 years ago.
Remember skateboarding tricks in the basement?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Me and kids was crazy.
We started doing that with no fucking wheels. Like, no trucks. It was just decks.
Remember that? Like, we'd go back, we would... fucking video camera. And we used to put in tiny little tapes into this thing and record ourselves. Just set the camera up and do kickflips on the carpeted basement floor.
That's
like,
awesome.
Stationary kickflips. And then we'd play them in the VCR and rewind it and be like, I landed that one. I swear I landed it.
That's awesome.
I remember you and, like, it was one of the nights where I wasn't allowed to sleep over at Tim's, and you won that week. And you and Tim were skateboarding in his driveway, but you would just ride your board off his driveway into the grass, but on, like, a pipe. Oh, and you guys were sliding. Yeah. And you're like, fucking grinding, man. And then you guys showed me the video the next time. I'm like, I was so jealous I wasn't there, but I was hating on you guys so bad. I was like, you're not even doing anything. You guys are shit. And then when Jared brought his box over,
every skater,
I really, really wanted to grind properly to be better than you guys. So that's, remember I was doing the 5-0s on Jared's box?
Yeah.
That's why.
Holy fuck.
Practice, man.
Yeah, I was like, fuck them, I'm going to do better.
Wow. Like, I want to be the very best.
That's the best there ever, boy.
That's a good thing to drive you.
He's just practicing.
Yeah.
A montage of Dan practicing the next day.
That was it. You know who used to practice? This is way off topic, TJ, I'm so sorry. Dave Blanchette.
Practice.
That Dave fucking Blanchette. Kid, it would be snow outside. There's like, the whole parking lot is ice except for one circle little patch of pavement. And Dave would be out there in fucking a toque and mittens on, trying to do like varial heel flips. We're like, you're never going to land that. And then spring comes wrong, and there he is doing it.
Remember how fucking quickly that kid would pick up tricks?
Because of practicing. It's all he did all night. He didn't want to sit in his house with his bitch mom and his fat brother.
Man, I can't even get into that. There's so much to talk about. And it's like, I'm picturing like the next 10 evolutions of this, like getting into our childhood conversation. And it's just like, this is going to take so long.
We could, yeah. Continue on.
But yeah. I wanted to ask TJ, what kind of shit did you do when you were a kid?
I was thinking about, you guys talking about filming stuff. And like, Jerry was the first one to buy a camera. And we just filmed everything. I remember like...
Do you have video?
Drunk. Jerry might have some video, some pretty embarrassing stuff actually. For
that's fine, man.
I think there's only like two copies case. Of the master tape of all that footage from when we were.
There's one, and Ben has it. No, Rob has it.
There's more than one.
Okay, well then Rob has.
I did the 2 VCR thing. I made copies of the master tape.
Wow. So you have video of me before you and I like really, really hung out.
Jerry once told me like years ago.
So you got to watch video of like
6 years after it happened,
getting to like actually knowing.
We're having two conversations.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, we asked TJ. He was in the middle of his fucking...
Yeah, this one's better. Sorry, Dan. Let's take it just for the good of the show. Fine. I knew what you were
I want to hear about
TJ shit. I remember getting drunk at Sean Havy's house one time. And like... surprisingly, this memory stuck with me. I actually got a Zelda cartridge. And like... Because it was like the second time I was drunk, I was like blown away. There was like a hologram on it. And I couldn't get over it. And Jerry has this video of me just freaking out about this thing.
I'd love to see that.
Another time... we're just like running down the street, and this is one of the first times I didn't ever smoke like with the guys back in the day.
Yeah.
But one of the first times that they did it, we're just running around filming each other, and like my buddy falls down and scrapes the shit out of his arm, and he's like, "You fucking pushed me!" He's getting so like, there's actually Sean. He got pissed at Brett, thought he pushed him.
Yeah.
And then we actually had it on tape. Brett's like 10 feet away.
I know these guys.
Yeah. Brett's like 10 feet away, and Sean just in the middle of nowhere just falls down in the rocks and scrapes his arm.
It's like, I don't know, it was on footage, buddy. Full of shit.
Other than that, we filmed a lot of other shit too, but those are some of the most memorable ones.
First time getting fucked up. Yeah. Mike Meany's first time was the best.
Remember Tim, me, and Ben had that music video, Dave, you motherfucker?
Yes.
I was singing that in the car today.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I was in fucking Niagara Falls driving home. I was like, Dave, you motherfucker! I just like started singing it.
Have you seen that?
It's amazing.
I think I did.
It was our music video.
It was Dave got peed on by Ben?
No, that was me. That was you the only time up? I've ever done that. Was I felt so bad about it.
Remember Tim
I
had
was
that
so drunk and I was like, they do this on Jackass.
Tim had that fucking inflatable chair in his
room.
It was
a horrible
like,
thing.
Yeah. It was like Dave passed out hammered sleeping on it. Joe pissed on him. Dave woke up, got all mad. Did he cry or something? He got like really mad.
Yeah.
He went out into the other room and then they closed Tim's door and Ben got on the mic and Tim had a camera. And Tim was playing guitar and Joe was playing drums and they sang Dave, you motherfucker while he was probably in tears in the next room because he got pissed on.
Dave!
Full band. You motherfucker! Full
band. I was like, playing was a drum song. Set in the next room.
Yeah, it was Tim's, or it was your full kit, wasn't it?
No, it was Tim's. Tim had a full kit, a guitar.
Oh, he did have a kit for like
it
5 days.
It was a full band with the amp on.
His parents were sleeping.
Dave, you motherfucker!
It had to have been 2 a.m. And his parents are just upstairs sleeping.
Just father.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, I went to see Dave the next day and I apologized.
He's probably like, whatever, it's cool.
No, we bought a case of beer and I was like, Dave, I'm sorry.
Felt really bad.
I think anybody in my circle ever pissed on each other, thankfully.
there was a girl that Aaron and Jordan and I knew. And Jordan had like a... what?
I thought you were going to say fucked.
No, knew.
There was this girl that Jordan and Aaron and I knew.
No, we knew her. And she was at a party one time. And all three of them like passed out or something like that. It was Jordan's case of beer. This girl wakes up in the middle of the night looking for a washroom. Aaron was awake. He woke up at the time. She sat down on the case of beer, went pee. Got back up, like,
and went to sleep.
As if it was the fucking toilet.
Yeah, I've heard people do that.
Got back up.
There's a guy I work with.
Hold on. Got back up, went back to bed.
Oh, that's the end of the story?
No. The next morning, Jordan's looking for his case of beer. Aaron's like, oh, it's behind the door or something like that. Like, he's like, I couldn't tell him. So, like, Jordan went home with, like, this piss case of beer.
And drank.
I'm sure he drank all of those.
That's awesome.
He's got some funk to him.
There's a guy that I work with that, like...
Wow, this is a dark way. No, this is a dark
It's hilarious. Place. This is funny as hell. Like, people are at a party... And he had already passed out in another room, like, out. He woke up, walked into the room where everyone was sitting at a table, like we are right now, and pulled his dick out and pissed on the coffee table in front of everyone. Thought it was the bathroom. The same guy...
This happened with Doug. Remember when we fucking...
We can't even... I don't even want to...
No, it was hilarious.
Should we mark the time, like, for edit? TJ?
This is just us talking. Who cares?
No, but
this
is pee-pee talk. No, but I want just for TJ.
Well, when we're done.
Oh, okay. Well, no. I marked them as it happened. I want to
tell a dark story.
Yeah, let's just talk to each other now, and we can do the episode after.
15 minutes. Yeah, fine.
So, the Doug story. We got, like, absinthe. Matt came back from Scotland, and we're like, we got absinthe, and everyone slept over my house that night.
Except for
Matt, Rob, Doug, and I. And we didn't know what the hell we were getting into. Matt and Rob, like, overdrank. They all overdrank. I was, like, kind of drunk, but okay. They were fucking hammered. Like, Matt was in the bathroom, like, the upstairs bathroom at my parents' house, puking.
Oh.
And just, like...
Out.
Yeah, like, not responding, just out. And Rob's, like, he's, like, fucking happy, and he's, like, freaking out, because, like, you can apparently see shit when you drink absinthe.
I don't believe it, but yeah.
And Doug was, like, coherent until he fell asleep. And then he woke up and he was a fucking zombie. Like, it was the scariest thing. He's like, oh, good night, guys. And, like, 5 minutes later, 5 minutes later, he wakes up, on, like, in my bedroom floor upstairs and just unzips his pants and just starts pissing.
In your childhood bedroom.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, because I know what's going on. And I run over and I got like these Lord of the Rings.
He was fine until he fell asleep. Like, everything was normal. It's like nothing to suspect at all. Oh, Doug's passed out. He wakes up 5 minutes later.
I ran into the closet and got, like, the Lord of the Rings. Like, they were the Return of the King. Like, remember those old
movie buckets?
Popcorn buckets? I just used to grab those things after the movies. Like, I had, like, 100 of them still at home. And I just grabbed one of those out of the pile, and, like, Rob runs up, grabs his dick, and aims it.
That's was it just like hands free? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. He's just, like, he usually does. Remember what I'm saying? He doesn't piss with his hands.
Oh, that wasn't me saying that. Somebody else said it, but I heard it right.
No, Doug says that. He never touches his penis. I was doing that. Do you remember that fucking
Yeah,
Doug?
I heard Doug say that.
That's hilarious.
We wouldn't have, like, fucking see conversation.
Just let his dick go.
That's like the second weird thing.
Wait a minute, what about like in a urinal? Like, does he just get it right on, like does he hug the fucking dick?
He takes his balls out and he lets it rest on his jeans.
Still, man, right? My dick hangs to the left, yeah. He left. Man.
That's the story.
He lets it rest on his jeans.
On his nuts. He pulls his nuts out and uses them as a base.
So he holds the nuts?
That story.
He doesn't hold anything.
No.
The waistband of his underwear.
Is my penis the only one that points down? Like, how is it?
Because it's
a urinal, you gotta get right in there.
Listen, if your nuts are pressed against your waistband of your underwear, and you just have the balls out and the sack is pulled tight, you can rest your dick on that.
That's not straight out.
It's like a fucking ramp. Like,
yeah, it's like perfect.
I don't know, man. Maybe I got a different kind of penis or something.
Ask Doug to show you next time you see him.
Yeah, he will too.
Show him the ramp.
So that night as well, Rob stuck a suppository up Matt's ass.
Yeah.
He actually stuck his finger up Matt's ass while because he was puking.
That's crazy.
He did that and then jerked off Doug.
With his shit finger.
Oh.
And Doug liked it. That's hilarious.
At the end of that tale was that Doug became unresponsive. And my mom freaked out because she walked upstairs and there were 4 teenagers fucking wasted.
What grade was this?
After high school.
High school, yeah. I had graduated. I think they were still at school.
Oh, okay. I get you.
That's not too bad. Almost of age at that point. Yeah. Right? 18, 19.
No worse than me. I was 14 the first time I got wasted at your house. I drank half of your dad's 60-ouncer of fucking Absolute in a big movie cup. I just glug, 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 glug. Pepsi, glug, glug. And I'm pounding it, going, this is how you get drunk, right? I'm hammered for probably a half an hour, and then I remember just standing downstairs where your pool table is now, but there used to be a couch in there, like a sectional, and I just fucking barfed in the carpet. And it was like 70 shag carpet, and it was just chunks. And that was it. And then the next day, my mom picked me up, I grabbed my backpack, which is just like my school backpack, with puke all over it, and I'm like, I don't even know what happened, Mom, I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. That's so awful.
And I was maybe 14. That was the first year of high school.
Yeah.
All our kids are going to do this.
No, yeah.
Fuck.
Fucking yeah. Your mom was so sweet, though, man. She got me a pillow and a blanket, and I slept on that couch almost where I'd puke. Yeah. And she had a fan, like, right on my face, and I remember that fan was, like, my...
Yeah, she would, like, take care of you, man.
Fucking... Your mom used to give me, like, hugs and kisses before bed.
Yeah.
She has almost this shit. She felt like a second mom. Your house was so much fun. The shit we used to do in the basement, like the jumping off of the couch into the cushions, and half the time you would go between the cushions and hit the cement floor. It was this floor with shag carpet on it, and we would jump off the couch, like on the springs of the couch, because we were just kids and, you know, like, kind of bouncy.
No, we had a little trampoline.
Oh my god, we did have a trampoline!
We had a little fucking, like, exercise trampoline that my mom had. Just like a 4x4, just a tiny little circle.
And just bounce around.
And we'd run from one end of the basement, jump on this trampoline, and jump the length of this fucking sectional we had, which was like 2 sofas long.
Yeah, it was big. And then just hit pavement.
Oh, like, shit. Like, how far can we get?
What?
Uh-oh.
I opened the wrong beer, TJ.
I'll have a sip.
Hey, am I getting those beers out of the freezer? They're in the freezer.
Oh.
You should get them for TJ. No, but this is for somebody else.
It's not a big deal.
What do you mean?
He bought it as a gift for Emily.
I was going to smuggle it.
And I just grabbed it, popped it.
Oh, she has never had a Summersby?
No, she loves Summersby, but you can't buy it in the States.
Excuse me, what? It's a Canadian product?
Yep. You know what?
Come on.
Grab another in the morning.
The guy at the biggest beer market near my house said...
I'm so sorry, man.
That's okay. I can... Well, when it's beer store open.
No, like, no, no. It's just... 30 or 10, I reached in the bag. And I thought it was a Pabst. I just popped it without even looking
at it. Pabst, it's okay. Not a deal. You paid for it, so.
Emily TJ. Likes summers. I'll get it next time. Does she get it, like, with ice and everything? Or does she drink just these?
Well, she'll throw it in the fridge. Well, actually, I don't know if we've ever bought one, to be honest. She'll get it at...
If you go to a restaurant in Canada and you get Summersby off tap, they put it with ice cubes.
Really?
Yeah.
We go to Bubby's and they never do that.
Well, Bubby's is shit. That's why. It's not a bar. Okay. Bubby's is shit. Everyone raves that Bubby's is the greatest place.
They have a few items in the menu.
Well, they have good really fucking, good. Like, onion dip or whatever.
Garlic
it is.
Shit.
It's too yeah. garlicky. Like, it's... You I like garlic. Like garlic. Yeah. It's overwhelmingly garlic. Like, I burped garlic for a day and a half. It's awful. When you burp, like, last night's dinner the next morning after you wake up, you know, like...
Good?
No, something was a little too serious in that. It was brutal. But hey, the pizza crusts are dope.
Yeah, but yeah, and then we watched a little bit of San Andreas.
Yeah, which,
bad choice. Dude, no, it's not a bad choice, and I watched it to fulfillment. I timed it right so I wouldn't fall asleep, and it was amazing. Like, just, it's so great.
But you fell asleep.
No. I timed it right so I wouldn't fall asleep.
I don't but you believe
did.
It.
Actually, I think I fell asleep before you did this time.
No, but I've done it since.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've tried it again. I watched it last night.
When I watched that with you, I was convinced they were making a parody.
Yeah.
It is every bad, like, cliche, just...
The framing of every scene. Like, first of all, that
over
fucking...
the top, like, it has to be a joke.
That Alexandra...
I was convinced it was a joke.
That, really? Alexandra Daddario, the daughter, right? The daughter is like a fucking, like, just hot chick.
Okay, yeah.
Like, the whole movie, like, her tits are out, just fucking, like, she's running from shit, they're jiggling all over the place.
Julia Bugles.
But, like, that girl, how old do you think that girl, how old does she look?
I have no idea.
Tell me anything. Like, did she look young to you? Like, she's...
I'm trying to picture, I can't remember, to be honest.
She's...
I remember The Rock.
Yeah, the actress...
Seems anything.
The actress is 29, and I'm pretty sure she's playing, like, a 20-year-old in that fucking video. So, like... If she's 20, so The Rock is like fucking, what is he, 44? Like, in that movie, like, he's just an old man. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you talked about that. You mentioned the fact that...
he doesn't look old enough to be the hit
yeah.
her dad.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts. But, dude, there's so many more scenes. I was worried that, like, I was going to run out of awesome action scenes to, like, just fucking fall into. But,
it's probably the worst.
That's all the movie is.
It's got to be bad.
No, but, like, three or four happened. Oh, buddy, it's so awesome.
TJ's review. Like, I was convinced it was a parody.
Yeah, that's in a good way.
You can predict everything
in a good way.
Think of like the cheesiest thing that could possibly happen. It's like a like an 80s cheesy,
but it's The Rock and Paul Giamatti.
Not as bad as like Sharknado, right?
I'm not into that,
dude. It's like they cut to a dam.
I'll get you on my side.
I wonder what's going to happen. The dam's going
to
collapse.
I have to watch it.
And there's this guy, and it's like this is the guy that dies in the dam. This is what standing with Paul Giamatti just jumps
that's
over the
why it's
edge
awesome.
And saves himself and reaches no and he dies. Oh. Then there's The Rock. Okay, the first guy goes down.
Yeah, but TJ, like, are you not isn't
caught.
That entertaining?
Rock's gonna go down and save him. And then Rock goes down and he's pinned underneath and like the way it happens. Like
you
it's
watched
so
the
like,
whole movie?
No, we watched like a half hour.
Fuck, man! This is a good movie.
I watched
a lot of shit for a half hour.
Buddy,
fucking, like,
and it keeps
scenes.
Going. It keeps going. I swear to God, it's good. And it's like because you know what's
okay,
going to happen.
Did you like 2012?
Every scene, you gave me the whole
yes.
movie, like this is the guy. That
you did, like,
that's my next stop. 2012.
Okay. It's fine for the.
No, that movie's terrible.
To watch so bad.
Yeah, but this is equally as bad.
On weed, dude. Fucking, I'm telling you the truth.
2012 is horrible,
buddy. It's amazing.
This movie's better because 2012 seems like it's trying to be taken seriously. I seriously don't think this movie... There is no way that people wrote these scenes thinking that they're being serious.
Yeah.
It's The Rock.
It's like... If you've ever tried to write a story and you caught yourself going, nah, this is just cliche. This is what you expect. I'm just taking what everyone else has done and putting it into a story.
It's awesome.
Is this our first review of movies?
That way.
It's awesome. I swear to God.
I gotta watch it end to end sober.
Buddy, this fucking...
Don't
this,
do it sober.
I don't even
want to
I don't even want to wreck the scenes by describing them to you. Because they're just fucking perfect.
I'll watch it jibbed. But that's... I'm only...
Perfect.
Don't oversell it.
Perfect. Do not...
Perfect.
Even if it is good, don't oversell it.
Yeah. It's amazing. These action movies, man. They're fucking awesome.
It's like his favorite thing to do now. Get jibbed and watch an action movie.
It's
<That's> true.
Crazy.
Imagine you made your own movie edit of that.
Oh,
took
don't
every
do
sentence
this again.
The Rock said.
Hey, no, you know what? You called me out last week.
For what?
Yeah, you did.
Listen, we all sat right in this garage and listened to you talk about fucking Metal Gear for like 40 minutes.
last week.
And any time, no, it was before though. We have all been here.
Yes, I know.
You're talking about Metal Gear, and like, and
but that's the relevant. Next, well, we're talking about games.
No, the next day you were just you're like, I can't believe you interrupted me. And like, honestly, TJ and I were talking about fucking like editing movies as a hobby, and after like 4 minutes. You're like, I can't even talk about this.
I was just shit, so, though.
Yeah, but like, you're just like, get this. This I don't even know what's happening. Like, you're just zoned out. And I was hated like, it. Dan, like 4 minutes. You gotta give me more than 4 minutes to talk about this.
When you cut me off, you're
genuinely interested in this fucking hobby.
When you cut me off in here when I saw about Metal Gear, it happened instantly. Like, I had just started talking. I was like, okay, I'm like, sat up. I'm gonna talk. And then you walked over there and you were like, playing with a filing cabinet or something. I'm like, what are you fucking doing?
I was taking care of the cricket, man.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
You fucking dick. I was trying to get rid of the cricket sound. Just
opening and closing the doors.
Tell me about Metal Gear.
Good job. Like, all right, fuck. So right off the bat, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Anyway, it's all there.
So?
Me not interrupting you, really, like trying to say something about Metal Gear, and you're like,
shut up.
Because you were talking about it like you
never even played it.
So, why do you always come at me?
I feel like...
What?
I'm pretty sure I was the one that said, I can't deal with this right now.
Me and Chad were looking at each other just going...
Yeah, going like... Yeah. I'm like, fuck, this is like...
4 minutes of us talking about how like we think it'd be cool to edit videos.
That,
I felt like it was 25
you're
minutes.
Exaggerating that 4 minutes pretty hard.
Listen to the episode.
I will.
It's on the last episode.
Edited to like 4 minutes.
Me and Chad staring at each other just from across the room.
Yeah, I've been there. PSI. Talking about PSI.
If you bring this up one more time,
no, that's
snap.
That's
how many times have I had to listen to you talk about your fucking?
Just, no, I'm just saying I've been there.
My
I've
name's
been
on
there.
Every door across Canada and Money Mart, bro.
Dan, I had to hear about your work so much. Talk
I'm just
once.
Saying that I've been there with you, man. I've been in that place where you're all freaked out.
I wasn't freaked out. I was just not
Chad
interested.
Was.
I don't think I was freaked out. I was just saying like I'm not into this.
Yeah, that's all I was feeling.
I'll talk to you later about it, man.
Now,
but
now
I said
bad enough.
This hobby doesn't interest me. I like it for you guys.
Yeah, have fun. You can edit it. Yeah, I just didn't understand. I can't imagine.
Because you were talking to me like, Chad, yeah. Wouldn't this be awesome? Like,
I'm
going
to go into
it.
We're like, no, this would be terrible.
I'm not into that.
Me and Chad were both just saying I'd rather have something made for me. If you make it and I watch it, sweet. But I ain't fucking doing
I'm
it.
I'm not creative. All right, I'm an
wrong.
Observer.
You didn't call me out.
I called. Why? Well,
I'm an observer.
That's
not
what
a
I
creator.
Do.
There we go.
That's all I do is call people out, man.
Who was talking?
You.
Was it TJ?
What were you saying? No, you guys were talking about San Andreas last.
Yeah, you were talking about San Andreas.
That was it.
Yeah.
We could start the episode now, like, for real.
And welcome.
I'm already halfway in. We just talked about San Andreas. That's
amazing. What I'm saying. That was, like, our segue into the...
Hello, and welcome to the middle half of the episode 122, the All Range Mode Podcast. My name's TJ.
I'm Chad.
I'm Dan.
I'm Joe. All Range Mode.
Alright, we've started
we've officially
the second half of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So that's one movie. The only other movie, and we don't have to talk about it
hey,
too much.
Inside Out. Let's go into Inside Out.
Oh,
have you
okay,
seen
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please don't discuss it just
fuck.
Yet. It's literally in the mail for me, man. It's coming.
Wasn't it in the mail two episodes ago?
Yeah, but hey.
It's not released yet. I pre-ordered it. Fine.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, though. You care about Inside Out spoilers?
Kinda. I don't want to watch the movie and be like, oh, that's the part he talked about. Okay, that's
yeah.
the part he talked about.
That's what I said last week. I was like,
well,
oh, I don't want
to feel the wrath
flesh.
Because I've been there, man. I've been waiting for you to fucking watch this
and
thing. And
I
got to wait for Dan.
I really wanted to watch it.
Are we going to have to wait for you or are you going to watch this thing?
I downloaded it already, so I'm good.
So both of you will watch it.
As soon as I get it, I will watch
it.
It might still be like 2 weeks before I get it. So if you guys kind of want to talk about it without going into it.
Close your ears and eyes. And our review will just be between Joe and I, and
we'll make
a noise.
Like, talk about it. You can talk about it and review it, but don't...
Close your ears, I'll make a noise.
Don't yeah. talk about, like, plot points.
Just to the listeners, you and I give a review right now of just a noise. They plug their ears and close their
no.
eyes.
No. Go ahead and talk about it. Just please try not to say
or,
too much.
No, we'll say
it. Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, describe the whole movie in one sound.
Yeah, exactly.
Go.
No.
That's
no.
the thing.
No.
Yeah,
the only thing
that's
what I'm saying.
That's my review.
So you've seen it, and I feel that you, out of all of us, are probably the biggest Pixar fan.
Yeah.
Even over Joe, and Joe is a pretty big fan.
All right, cover yours. Sure. TJ is down for this. I'm going
to
make one.
I'll listen to the sound.
I'm going to make one noise,
And you I'm not making a noise.
It's going to be like...
Hold on. Give me the scale first. Okay? What's a zero?
No, I'm going to...
Nah!
I'm going to actually give like a full, like, emotional review in one sound.
Okay.
I know,
like,
but
you'll
I
listen to that sound and you'll be like...
From...
Okay.
To... Alright, here we go. Let's hear Chad's one sound review of Inside Out.
Oh, I'm going to spoil it for you if I do it.
No, you're not.
You got to plug your ears.
DJ, plug your ears.
Alright, let
That's
plug.
What I'm saying. Here we go. Ah, oh.
No! Is that the end? Oh, it's not that good.
Oh, yeah.
Underwhelming.
Yeah. You guys freaked me out, man.
There were some interesting things agree? Towards the beginning, but it just kind of...
I know, I wouldn't. Actually, I think...
I got it exactly. As the movie went on, he was like, oh, yeah, this is cool. It's insane. I'm excited to see it. Oh, that's pretty neat. And then it gets boring. Anyway, it was okay.
That AKA, was it. I fell asleep.
That's exactly the sound he just made. Fuck. All right.
Okay. So we're not going to talk about Inside Out, I guess.
Fuck it. It's not that good to talk about. I don't care. It's
just bizarre. But, I mean, okay. Nothing about the Force Awakens trailer at all.
Oh my god.
I could talk about it.
Sure.
Yeah, man.
That's neat.
I'm seeing
it. What do you guys mention? Like,
the it's got me more excited than I've ever been for anything Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good, eh? Why, though?
I don't know. It's just... It's epic. Like, everything that's happening just is so fucking interesting.
Their marketing is perfect. It seems like just subtle. Like, oh, it's a trailer, some toys.
They know what makes it cool.
Dude, every scene in every one of those trailers, they've... Like, you can rewatch it 1,000 times and love it. Like, I love it like I love a movie, those trailers. I swear to God.
Like, each one has its own feel and everything, like...
They do.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about, like, when Finn first pops up in that first trailer.
Yeah.
That is, like, a thing I'll remember.
It's an iconic thing for, like, Max
and... Watchmen, and the guy exploded. Like, you know, like, it's... Yeah. I swear to God, like, those trailers are
wow
golden.
That first, like, that close-up on BB-8, no, we haven't seen him that close. Like talking about the original trailer, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a close-up on him, he's like... Like, looking around like a little fucking...
Instantly, people were talking about how it's like...
Kylo Ren?
That's real. They're like, no, that's like, it's magnetized and like...
Yes,
like,
that's a real, that's a fucking...
Yeah,
that was physical, all over
that's like, a robot.
How did that thing roll?
It's not CG.
It's a real fucking robot, is what it is.
Yeah. That's awesome.
The biggest movie of all time, hands down.
Yeah. Buddy, that shot of Kylo Ren with the fucking, like, the hilted saber.
Dude, even his...
Just like...
His pose. Like, so yeah, iconic. He, like, throws his arm into it. Like, that is...
Yeah.
It's the coolest part of the trailer at the end, when they do the reaction of John Boyega or whatever.
Oh, my God. And he's, like, frightened out of his mind.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, it's
buddy,
fucking
John Boyega's holding the fucking saber. And, like,
they show it in the movie.
Kylo Ren lights up the fucking hilted saber. And boy, he's like, fuck. Like, he looks what scared.
It was his first lightsaber battle.
And he, he looks afraid.
And it's against this motherfucker.
How they ended the trailer. So they, like with that one scene before,
of
Kylo doing that. And then in this trailer, they show John Boyega, like, the blue side. Fuck, really cool.
Buddy,
did
you see his reaction? Like, the John Boyega reaction?
Yeah!
Seeing yourself light up a fucking lightsaber, like...
That's what I was talking about. That, like, I've seen...
I'm in Star Wars.
People's, like, actors' reactions to the trailer is what I thought you were talking about when I said I hadn't seen it. I've seen his reaction in the actual trailer.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder what the prop was that he used, you know? Because, like...
It's just a big hilt.
Yeah, but they don't light up, you know what I mean? Like,
no, like, it's like a sword.
It's aluminum, right?
Like, right. They use wooden sticks, but, like,
the lightsabers are actually...
Yeah, they're probably a solid color that you easily animate out, right?
No, but on like special features of the prequels, you have like Hayden Christensen and
they look like
you using like those wooden sticks. Ting 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 ting.
They were bending them there because they were metal.
They were hitting so hard that they were
bending the things.
I remember that.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is like maybe that was the first time he saw himself with a lightsaber in his hand.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, like, that's why he acted that way. It's like, I look like a fucking Jedi.
Yeah.
That turned out amazing.
Yeah, exactly. He'd never seen that shot before.
He was just in the dark. He was cold. And he's like, I'm scared. And he's got this fucking wooden sword, you know.
Who is talking?
And then he sees it just like, oh, it's real.
Is it always Kylo Ren talking in the newest trailer?
No.
Who's talking in the beginning?
Of that original trailer?
The new one.
Ray.
And then,
there's a male voice. Like, who are you?
No, not even that. I feel like...
That's Kylo Ren.
There's a girl in the end, too.
I felt like I thought I heard... Black Boy's voice.
Oh, yeah, he goes,
Kylo Ren says,
I was born for, I was bred for one reason only, or something
yeah, like that. Yeah, and it was like, he does sound American.
Yeah, he's got a great American accent. Like, he doesn't sound like a British, like...
Ah, bruv!
Yeah, oh, yeah, bruv. Yeah,
it's like, so heavy.
Yeah, he sounds good, and he's like, I've got nothing to fight for. That's, like...
Yeah.
What's cool about this trailer is, like, it gives you the, like, one or two lines from each perspective. It's like Daisy Ridley's thing going, like, who are you? Oh, I'm nobody. And then, or I'm no one. And then it switches to John Boyega, like, oh, we're
gonna... Staring up at the sky at a ship going off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then John Boyega's like, I was bred for one thing only, and now I've got nothing to fight for. And then it switches to Kylo Ren, like, that boom, he's like,
that's the part
nothing will stand in our way.
Like, that sold me. I'm like, his voice is fucking awesome. Yeah, it's so sinister.
What you started. And, like, the fact that he's talking to that mask, like it's his fucking, like...
He has a purpose.
Just, yeah, like, he's just, I will finish what you started. Like, that's his master. That fucking mask.
Yeah.
And he's just,
who
like, fucking...
Who is he?
Yeah, and like... And then it switches, and yeah, like, it's just...
You know what my fear is at this point? Because there's so much speculation on who he could be. I hope it's not just like, oh, it's Kylo Ren, and they show his face, and he's just some fucking ugly, dumb alien.
Well, he's Adam Driver.
I think he'll remain masked the whole time.
Who?
He, no, in, even in the trailer, he's got his mask off at one point.
He's Adam Driver?
Yeah.
Who's Adam Driver? Trailer.
You don't know Adam Driver?
No.
Oh.
I know I've seen pictures of the guy before. He looks, he's really skinny, and he's wearing, like, skin-tight black shit.
Yeah.
The redhead.
Oh, it's not Kylo Ren, is it?
What?
He's credited as being Kylo Ren on IMDb.
No, he's Adam Driver's Kylo Ren. He's in Girls.
The really skinny, weird looking.
Okay, then I hope they don't.
He was in Lincoln.
I don't fucking know.
That's not his voice though.
It's like a deeper version of his voice.
You think it is?
That's definitely him.
They changed voices up for debate.
I don't know his voice.
He's definitely got a voice.
He's talking through a mask.
Have you heard Mad Max's voice?
No. That's him narrating. Or are they using somebody else's voice?
It's not Tom Hardy.
Like, no, it's him. Not. It's his voice.
Okay, I don't know.
I'm just... Fuck, he's awesome.
Yeah. He, like, he stands out in this trailer.
I like that him. Force hand.
Yeah. And he's, like, fucking with Oscar Isaac. Yeah.
Yeah, what's he doing to his head?
Okay, so there's, like, an old, like,
Force brain squeeze.
Yeah, like, it actually is. Like, it's like a... It's like an... In, like a... torture. It's a torture. Like, you get inside people's heads. Just... Yeah, like it's you it's cool actually get doing
something.
Like,
that's really powerful. When you show the Force something like that, because usually you're just like,
I am excited to see where all these characters.
No,
fit.
No, it's like, yeah, like you can do with your hand. Right? That's something Vader used to be able to do. It like he,
but actually getting inside somebody's head, like that's way more dark. Like that's
no, that's yeah, sick. Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
In the original, like script, not the screenplay of A New Hope. Vader is the first one to interrogate Princess Leia about where the rebel base is, and that's how he does it. Like, he tries to get into her head and, like, break her down with the Force. It's like a dark version of the Jedi mind trick.
You know that scene in Dr.
Manhattan? But they never put it in. They never put it in the movie.
The scene in Watchmen with Dr. Manhattan blows up Warshak?
Yeah.
Imagine they do that in fucking... with the Force?
Oh, fuck.
That should exist. That's... In these
why series. Doesn't it?
You yeah, it should. That. Exactly. Why doesn't it? And that's why it should exist.
Imagine how dark it would be seeing that. Like... You think Oscar Isaac's just like a huge character?
And then his head explodes?
Like they kill him. Like, holy fuck! Like, that guy's bad.
That'd be so sad.
Yeah, that's a bad guy. Imagine that. Yeah.
Oh, holy fuck!
Yeah.
Where?
You hate him.
They blew a fucking...
I'm excited to see how all of these characters are going to come together. Like, you're getting to know them as individuals throughout the trailer.
Yeah, it seems really obvious.
How do they all fit? It doesn't, though.
Okay, the John Boyega Starfighter crashes on Tatooine, where freaking Rey is playing the Luke and Anakin part of growing up on a desert island, or whatever, a desert planet, yeah. I guess, because every planet's all one ecosystem. And then they meet, and then for some reason,
John Boyega?
No, the old guy. Oh my god, what the fuck?
Han Solo.
Han Solo, yes.
But this is all the first 20 minutes of the movie, man. Like, you don't know what this movie's about.
But this is how they get together. He's talking about how they meet. And then
it's just like, why is she...
Han Solo's like a
I can see Obi-Wan Boyega crashing. I can see that. Like, he's up in the desert. He's taking his helmet off. It seems very obvious, yes. But, like, Oscar Isaac as a character, like...
I don't know. Who is he even
who
in
is
the movie?
He?
He's a rebel. Well, he's a resistance pilot.
But why does he... Right? Why is... why him? Is he
who
like?
Is he
the pilot? Like the best rebel
he's
pilot?
Just a fucking good pilot.
Who is he?
Maybe his story's disconnected, and then
buddy,
in the second movie.
Okay, so
they get kind of connected. Who knows?
I feel like it's all Rey and Kylo, man. Like Rey's character, like, you see her...
No, John Boyega.
So much emotion. And, like the differences of, like, she's crying at one point in the trailer. She's pissed off and, like, shooting, like, a sawed off at somebody like in the trailer. I feel like
she's the focus. She's the Luke.
Well, she's... Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she's...
I'd buy into that.
Yeah, like, I'm... Yeah.
She's the Luke.
No, but dude, this
they
movie...
They got a black guy in it. They know. They got the girl main lead.
Yeah.
They know...
They had to, right? They got to switch shit up.
You don't think Kylo Ren is a long-term fucking...
Character? That's what I'm hoping. I'm
like,
hoping...
Kylo Ren is fucking... If like, they... Like, transcends these three movies.
If they Darth Maul him instead of Vader him, I'm going to be pissed.
There's no way.
If yeah, he's this movie...
One fucking shot of the Knights of Ren, like... His fucking that is crew. So what do you sick. Think? Who do you think's taking them down in this movie? Nobody.
But listen to me.
This together? Is long term.
But listen to me. Like,
they all fight together, like that Jedi War.
Who's there's no reason.
Buddy, there's a shot. There's multiple corpses all around them.
Okay, quickly.
I'll watch it
quickly. Star Trek is considered. They were going to do original trilogy, right?
Yeah.
The main bad guy is only. The main bad guy in one of the three movies. It's not a continuous Star Trek. I know it's not, but
what are you talking about right now? The latest Star Trek?
Yeah.
Who's the main bad guy?
He thinks there's going to be one villain,
and then the next movie is going to be a next villain.
No, I understand.
And it's all in the Star Wars story, but I think it's going to be
there's no way.
They're making a trilogy, and it's going to be a three movie
Star Trek was going to be a trilogy as well. This is the same director.
This one starts with all the Resistance getting fucked.
I'm hoping
it's going to be all bad guy, and the next one will be about how they fucking turn that around or something. There's no way.
I want them to. Yeah,
they're writing three movies. You're gonna be familiar with the characters.
I want it to be as much of like a trilogy as like Lord of the Rings. Like you could watch Lord of the Rings in like 1, 2, and 3, and it feels like one movie.
I will say it.
I want these three movies. It feels to like feel three like, movies. I want them to feel not really like it's all one goal.
They all have a feeling.
Sure.
Two Towers has a feeling. Return of the King has a feeling. Yeah. Fellowship.
They're all working towards one goal, though. The whole movie is leading towards the end.
I'll just say it, dude. Like, okay, making my point is Rey is the only person who is the only good person who matters, and Kylo Ren is the only bad guy who matters. And we haven't even seen the other bad guys, like the Andy Serkis character or
if
the
they Darth Maul him.
Do you think?
And I'm right.
Hang on. Okay, this is a.
I'll make a fucking thing. I'll make a prediction. Kylo Ren survives all three of these movies.
I would love that. That's what I want to happen.
I want all three.
I want it to be as much of a trilogy as Lord of the Rings and less of like the way Star Trek is going is the point.
Yeah. Okay, I feel you.
No matter what, they have a vision for all three movies such that the story will feel like one whole story throughout if you watch them all together. Yeah. And it'll also feel good for individual. I'm sure there's enough talent.
That's the beauty of having so many characters because you can resolve something for three out of seven of them.
Right, but what you don't want to have next movie is about the other ones. You don't want the boss for the whole trilogy to only arise in the third movie. He needs to be present in some form or referenced or, you know what I mean, in the first movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's important. So if Kylo Ren dies halfway through this movie, as long as the true enemy is apparent in the first movie, that's what's important.
You have to hate somebody that keeps coming...
Yeah, but who replaces Kylo Ren, right? Like, there's no other Sith teacher.
It makes the story feel like...
You didn't know who Kylo Ren was before these trailers.
Like, this battle.
They could easily just write...
Distinct. It's like a common enemy throughout.
All right.
Anything they want to write in could be written in.
Sometimes the coolest bad guys are the guy who comes in half of the story and cuts down who you thought was the villain in the movie.
They're trying to do
it with Thanos.
That's the Darth Maul.
This is how fucking strong this guy is.
Yeah. Even Marvel is Thanos shit. Is like your overwhelming.
Darth Maul crazy was up against boss. Obi-Wan Kenobi, though, man. Like, who is taking down Kylo Ren in this world? There's no Jedi.
No, but maybe
I'm just saying he seems overpowered. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe somebody more evil comes in.
Okay, so Kylo faces off with John Boyega.
It's going to be a close call. He's going to escape.
You know what?
Yeah.
Who's
do you want to hear anything? Like, do you want to actually hear my opinion? I might be a little bit more informed.
No,
I do want to hear it.
Why not?
Chad knows what I'm talking about.
I don't want to hear it, just in case it's right.
Your idea that you threw? Because
it's
read
not.
It.
No, not that. That was a joke.
Okay.
Because I read that. No, but what do I think happens in that scene? It might be a little. I don't know. You guys might consider it a spoiler, just like considering how.
Wait, yeah, did you read this somewhere? Or is this your own thoughts?
There's things I know about, like. And I'm not
if it's
saying
your own
like
thoughts,
it's
I accept it.
It's not my own thoughts. Somewhere. It's like I heard a couple things, and
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, and that's like not like
it's
rumors.
A theory based on more
no, it's not rumors. Yeah, like I know what the toys say, and based on that, I know that this is probably something that character is looking forward to. And then, okay, maybe that's why he says that.
I want to hear it.
I'll tell you later.
Pluggers. All right, fuck it.
I'll plug him.
Go inside. Go for one noise. Go for a piss.
You're going to plug him?
Go for a
make
piss.
Make one noise that can spoil the story.
No. I'm not going to do that. No.
Well, it did work. It wouldn't work for this.
It would not work for this. If you want to plug your ears, I can say the thing that the toy says.
Kylo lives.
I didn't die by Kylo.
John Boyega after fight with Kylo.
Still here.
Alive, though, with Han in the ship. Tell me it.
Because John Boyega is becoming...
Okay, the toy says, that weapon is mine. And because the character Kylo Ren, like...
I don't get it.
They seem to be playing him off as a fucking Darth Vader fanatic. And that's Darth Vader's lightsaber.
So?
So he says, that weapon is mine. So he doesn't want John Boyega. He wants the lightsaber. So I'm guessing John Boyega loses a limb very quickly, and Kylo grabs the saber and walks off.
No. Oh, so the fight was just to get that saber back.
He only wants the lightsaber.
And it's Vader's lightsaber?
It's green.
Yes. Oh, it's the one that Hayden Christensen used in episode 3 that Obi-Wan grabbed and handed off to Luke.
You fucking read that somewhere, and you brought a spoiler into this.
And then Luke's...
Did you read that somewhere?
That's Luke's lightsaber from the first two movies. And then Luke gets his hand cut off.
You read that somewhere.
And the lightsaber is lost.
You did not pick that up yourself. You read that somewhere.
No.
You brought an outside perspective.
I read the fact that he's a fucking fanatic. The guy's got the mask there. He obviously has a thing for Vader.
Did you read
this? Why does he want Luke's lightsaber?
It's not. It's fucking Anakin's lightsaber. Luke uses it in two of the movies.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. It's blue?
It's just the overarching... Like, where
isn't it? It's blue.
It's blue. Yeah, you're
probably green, I was going to say. Okay.
It's blue.
It's where this leaves that pisses me off.
What do you mean?
Because it's the coolest idea.
It's so good, it could be. It should be true.
I don't think they're going to go with him losing his limb. That's too...
Oh, it's Star Wars. It's gone. His hand's gone first thing in the movie.
I want Rey to lose a limb, not fucking John.
No, she'll lose her other arm.
No, Rey's not getting touched in this trilogy.
Oh, he's yeah,
and that's speculation. I don't know.
There's a real love scene in it.
I think she. Yeah, no.
You
I'm
think
just saying
people
she's
will
the
cheer
most,
the first time a hand gets
it's about
up.
Rey and Kylo. Yeah! Is what I'm saying.
Gasp.
No, people know it's coming. It always happens. Everybody in Star Wars gets limbs cut off.
Yeah, but you want it to be a gasp, like fucking Jaime in Game of Thrones, just like. Did that fucking happen?
You know what?
I
hope because they're making a trilogy, they take cues from like Game of Thrones, the way characters die in Game of Thrones. Like that's huge right now, and that would be humongous in Star Wars.
Yeah,
Boyega dies.
Serious tone.
Just yeah, like a very serious.
Kylo Ren just fucking
cuts
his head off. What?
That's what I'm saying.
Boyega dies there.
Whoa! He cuts off Boyega's head and it rolls down the hill.
What?
No, they spent millions
no
in like, way.
No one's predicting new characters to die. That could happen.
It's Disney, though. I mean...
It's not Disney,
matter.
Dude.
Okay, fine.
It's fucking Lucasfilm.
It's geared for fans of all ages. They're not cutting...
There's already been heads chopped off in these fucking movies.
Not John Boyega.
Good heads, though.
We know this is going to be the darkest Star Wars yet. That doesn't mean it's going to be super dark.
A good head
it's just
in lost.
Star Wars isn't dark, and they could easily
in
go
Star
there.
Wars?
They could easily go there.
I'm trying to think of it.
There's been no head chopped in Star Wars.
Yeah, there has.
Who?
Count Dooku. Fucking Darth Maul cut in half. That doesn't count.
He did, but...
He lived, though.
Yeah, you don't know he
Jango
lived.
Head
Jango's head lopped right off.
What?
The TV series.
Many
yeah,
clones?
I'm saying then you didn't know. Oh. Like, many, many years later, they wrote in that he actually didn't die. He had a skeleton spider legs.
They're not main characters. Jango, you didn't see probably in the trailers.
Oh, there was a head cut. There you go.
Yeah, and Count Dooku. Anakin chopped his head off with two lightsabers like a scissors.
Oh, it's dope. I remember now.
It's dope.
I think the lightsaber fights...
Are going to be spectacular.
Here's the problem, though.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though.
Wait a minute. Yeah, but who has the fight?
Who's got the skill?
Luke?
John Boyega's natural talent.
No.
He might have to.
So you know what? The only thing to counteract...
Why is he a fucking Jedi? He's a random fucking stormtrooper.
He's Force-sensitive, man. Anybody can be Force-sensitive.
Just Force-sensitive. Some random stormtrooper's like, oh, I'm on the wrong side.
Luke is a farm boy. Or like every other Jedi. The Force awakens.
I'm sorry.
Can you feel it?
Why are they not clones?
Oh, they haven't been clones since the Clone Wars.
So they're just people at this point?
Clones.
So they killed the clones? Like
no, so the clones just got old. They stopped paying them. And then they started getting like recruits. So, like, because now it was like the actual government. The Empire was the government.
He did say it was made for one purpose.
Exactly. He said he was made for one purpose. Yeah,
bred for one purpose.
Or no, why? Born for one purpose or something like that. But yeah, he's a stormtrooper. He's not. He's not.
I think that's just the same mentality of a soldier.
Yeah, yeah. I was. No, maybe he was born.
Was
a like,
word. Was it born or bred?
Born. It's not.
Bred. He wasn't bred. He wasn't bred. No,
it's born.
Every stormtrooper is a different person.
It's just like a soldier. Different... I guarantee you, you're reading it
it's like
too
a,
much.
Okay. Well, he's like just he's a soldier from birth.
I don't. Yeah. Why are they not that same Mexican Jango Fett?
Because like, they're not clones. They're stormtroopers.
When did the clones stop?
After the Clone War.
Why?
Stormtroopers are recruits.
Episode 4.
They're not even clones. They're just people.
Yeah, you join the Alliance, or the, sorry, the, like the Imperials.
People throw that in.
Yeah.
They're all soldiers.
What stopped the production of clones?
It was expensive.
Like, it was expensive, so they just wanted actual people to help?
Yeah, so they got recruits, just like every government.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah, and then and it became stormtroopers.
It's galactic.
And that's why, like, yeah.
Scale is a lot larger than just Earth.
Yeah, and they're not as efficient as clones. Clones could, like, win a war, but stormtroopers...
Let's not say that the reason has to make sense why they get rid of them. Just that they
don't even think it's something that's discussed. It just...
Yeah,
it should be discussed.
It's an afterthought, though. I mean, they made 4, 5, and 6 first, and it's just like... I don't think they even had clone troopers...
Yeah, but there's something like too just creative writing. Like, well, how do you write the story that happens right before it? And then they just gave a go at it. Like, yeah. It's not like they had it planned, but they had a chance, like an idea of where things were. So it's like, now let's write a story about what happened just before that.
Right.
And like, it's not like they're trying to pull the wool over. No, we've had these stories for 100 years, and it's just like, well, let's write the next 3 episodes. Put the pen down and start.
Yeah.
Doing prequels in nature is like you throw it on
society. Just like written as a,
like the politics between the movies, like what happened, everything.
Yeah, just like,
I love it. I love that.
Just like a character on what's the planet the Jedi Order, the Jedi Temple's on?
Coruscant.
Coruscant. Yeah. Day in the life of Coruscant.
Yeah.
I'd be into that. Imagine just being like a Coruscant police officer game.
That's 1313.
That's your game. Yeah.
Well, 1313 is like. Like all the industrial is like levels, right? Right. Of like, it's almost like an elevator down into the actual surface.
Was a floor.
And 1313 was a floor. Yeah.
That's cool.
So it's all about like the like corruption and crime and crime like.
That's where the pits would be.
Could you imagine like a Star Wars game as well made as Mass Effect?
There's more it's happened before. It's like KOTOR. It's the best fucking game of all time.
Yeah, I was like, don't say Mass Effect.
No, but I mean like. Better than Mass Effect. Or at least...
KOTOR. That we all agreed and all played. And...
No, but KOTOR is massive as well. Like, it's huge.
It's like, this Coruscant is Taurus in Knights of the Old Republic. The first planet that you go to, you crash, like, your ship crash lands.
Okay, but not a shit game, though.
Oh, man.
Just picking fights over here.
No, I mean, it's old. It's old. Like, to go back now, I couldn't appreciate it for what it was then.
The best story... ever told.
Okay, fine, the story might be grand, but the gameplay is not.
Hey, TJ, you remember saying that the story in Prometheus was shit? Did they just show up and then aliens attack them? That's not what it's about.
Essentially,
that's what happens at the end.
What's the story in Prometheus that I'm wrong about?
There's like an archaeologist, like an ancient civilization is discovered, and like they're all like pointing towards like different, like a set coordinate
and
in the sky.
All of that boils down to the aliens punch him.
But it's not about the aliens punching them. Like that's like.
Let's put it that.
Anyone who's attacked, like
the story,
it's
must
so
be bad,
it is so much promise. Okay, the alien punches.
Listen,
him.
Only 2 fucking aliens, like, or only 1 person gets infected in that movie. The guy who shows up and they have to fight him off. The rest of it is like David, the android, gets a sample and then like infects a human, like. That's not a monster. The human doesn't go crazy. All it does is bang.
What are the creator guys called?
The engineers.
Engineers.
And then, yeah, like, in the, okay, so they bangs Nomi Rapace. She ends up, like, putting surgery on herself, and then that's over. Like, no one attacked her. It's just a fucking weird, scary sci-fi place.
How did everyone die?
And then, everyone died because they went to wake up the fucking engineer.
Stupid.
And talk to
her. That's where
and then
falls
the engineer
apart.
Killed, like, one of them, and like shot a couple of them.
Oh, punched then, him.
No, it fucking yeah. The engineer killed David. That's it. And then everyone else died because they crashed the ship.
Why didn't they just have the most profound story?
These engineers created humans. Like, that's the profound. Like, that's the
So the first 30 seconds, yeah.
No, throughout the whole movie, they're trying to like talk to their maker.
Instead of the alien, the super brilliant alien that created this the species, punch it in the head and then it dies at the end. They could have sat there and talked and told like the coolest fucking dialogue.
There was a lot of deep stuff in that movie, and a lot of it was lost on a lot of people. I don't understand a lot of it. It wasn't the main thing. Like, it wasn't a coherent story that you could follow all the way along. I think about movies like Interstellar or Inception. That's just like, that's the concept of the movie. This is a great story. Prometheus was, like, there was like, little tidbits of that that you didn't understand.
I'm not saying
it wasn't a great movie. I loved Prometheus. It's just the story... I don't know.
You know, Prometheus is they had to shoehorn an alien, right? Like, it's just like, it's not setting out to like rewrite science.
But it wrote some.
I'm just saying the story of Prometheus is actually not that great.
And then they abandoned that whole cool concept.
It's like saying Shepard's voice acting is bad.
The only thing they abandoned was the fact that like one fucking engineer was supposed to like have gone back to Earth to check on it 2,000 years ago. Like the whole Jesus Christ thing, like. That's the only thing they cut out of the creationism thing. Well, the rest was up to like interpretation. Like, it's the fucking like the race that you know fucking terraformed Earth. Like, so like you know, like at the beginning he drinks that shit and like puts his DNA into the water, and then anything in the water like adapts and stuff.
How do we know that's true? By the way, you've said that before, and I kind of took that as.
That engineer that is on Earth.
I didn't even pick that up.
No, exactly. I only know that to be true in my mind because Joe explained that months ago.
I don't think I heard that before. Yeah, I never picked that
up. That's really
cool. Now that I remember, what? Like, that guy falls in the water. I'm like, okay, what just happened? Let's move on.
It's clear that, his cell... No,
what
dude.
The fuck happened in the beginning?
Are you kidding?
Yes.
It's clear that his cells, like, mix and, like, the cells divide and shit.
No, it was an alien committing suicide. That's what I saw.
I didn't know what I saw.
Okay, I fucking killed himself.
Okay, well, I'm going to watch it with you again in 5 minutes.
All right.
What's going to happen is you're going to see his DNA break up in, like, weird digital.
That's
like,
so cool.
It zooms into his DNA. Like, it breaks up. And then the cells divide and like, pick up. And then it fucking zooms out. And then the next scene is archaeologists on Earth.
That's really
And they're, like, going into the caves and shit.
That's the thing, relics from the engineers.
Right? So you're telling me that was a scene on Earth?
Yeah.
That wasn't on the planet they were on.
No, that was not on the planet they were on.
I thought it was on the planet they were on, and I didn't know what was
that
going
on. That was on Earth. That's and, they, and like that society so left the relics
so
behind.
This is hundreds of millions of years ago. Before there was any life, there was just water.
Yeah, they took
running
a planet
water,
that,
and they go to planets that, oh, this could sustain life.
Yeah,
and they would conduct experiments. Their human DNA.
Into the water, and then created life.
And then everything happens.
And then here we are looking for the creator.
Yeah.
That's a much
and
cooler story.
That's the fucking story.
And then it punches him in the head.
No, but the thing is like Numero Pass goes up there and they find
you.
Out like
I can take your life away.
Like okay, they
it
find the virus.
Snap.
They find the virus.
They find the virus and there was an accident, right? Like there was an accident on the craft.
Yeah.
And what they discovered was is that the craft was set to fly back to Earth with the virus.
What?
And the Numero Pass is like, why did you want to destroy us? Like, you created us, why did you want to destroy us? And then fucking, he hears David talking to him, and he fucking kills thing. Like, this fucking species you wanted to destroy is now waking you up. And, like, you're just stranded, and there's a whole room of them, like...
You're done. Yeah, like, I'm gonna be some kid.
Yeah, so he kills David. And then, anyway, he ends up dying as well. The engineer gets attacked by that fucking embryo that was in Numero Pass.
But now it's
incubated for another 4 hours.
And it turns into an alien?
And it turns into a xenomorph, yeah. Or
alien.
First xenomorph. Well, not the first xenomorph. It's another breed of xenomorph, right? Anything the facehugger... touches, it adapts that species into a xenomorph. But her and David leave and he's like, oh, I can get the coordinates back to Earth, and she says, I don't want to go back to Earth, I want to go back to where they came from. And that's the end of Prometheus. Awesome story.
I'm gonna rewatch Prometheus.
Shit. Okay. Story of my next. Here's what I did. I went to the plot of this movie on Wikipedia, and here's what describes that scene as. As a spacecraft departs a planet, a humanoid alien drinks an iridescent liquid, then dissolves. The remains of the alien cascade into a waterfall.
I don't give a shit what that website says.
Yeah, Joe picked it apart more than...
2089, archaeologists Elizabeth Shaw and Charlie Whoever discover a star map, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know that you're connecting that to Earth is actually...
Buddy, do your research, man. What the fuck? I just did. Buddy, I'm talking about the commentary on the Blu-ray. I'm talking about, like, well-known fucking shit.
You watch the fucking commentary. That's what gives it... He's got a better insight because he listened to the director talk about it.
You say that like it makes him wrong, but that actually makes him right then.
Yeah. No, I'm saying no, that totally makes him right.
Deadpan. Yeah, okay, well, alright, okay. He's got his facts fucking checked.
Alright.
Oh, that's where you're telling that Prometheus from? That probably is what it is.
To change gears a little bit, who has seen Jurassic Park?
World. I have.
World.
Jurassic Park's a really good movie. 94?
You hated that love shit.
It. Have you seen Jurassic Park World?
Jurassic Park World?
Whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah,
it might as well be called the Jurassic Park World.
Is that just
National
of the original Jurassic Park plus Jurassic World? Because I haven't seen it yet.
Jurassic Park World. It could have easily been called that.
It's coming though.
It's that bad.
Yeah. Jurassic Park. Oh, they didn't put a colon. We talked
seriously
about conversation last week.
Oh, let's take a look.
All jokes aside, Jurassic World.
Remember we talked about like a colon sells.
They don't do three anymore.
The movie
now it's just Jurassic Park World.
Oh yeah,
it should be Jurassic Park colon World. But it's Jurassic World.
Okay,
they should have. They fucked up.
And it's biggest fucking movie of like it's number two of the most fucked.
That's the thing. It was like
that's inflation and 3D costs.
Yeah,
come
I know,
on.
But it was like highest grossing movie in the first weekend. Blah 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 blah.
How
like,
the fuck did that movie make so much money? It's crazy. I don't get it.
It's so. Shit.
I saw it and
it's
was
right, man.
Shocked how bad it was.
You said it?
I was shocked. I was so offended at how bad the movie was.
It
was so corny and like...
It was bad.
The shit that... Like, the kid in it... Both kids are not likable whatsoever. Like...
Dude, it pays a lot of homage to fucking Jurassic Park.
It tries to, and
yeah,
I
but
think that it
even
fails.
Though, like... Okay, no. It was two boys. Like, at least in the old one, like... I was, like, fucking 12, and she was, like, 15, and she was, like, looking all right.
And
hey,
he was
girl, under, man.
I don't know, like... The older brother was
give
not
a, like give the fucking kids a girl to look at. It was just two fucking brothers.
They made it like too much like CG spectacle and not enough like
the hot red
cool story. Even her, she's fucking stupid.
It was a sister. Yeah,
the sister's running through the forest from a fucking genetically created dinosaur in fucking high heels and doesn't get chomped yet.
That was almost like a joke. I think they talked about that afterwards.
Yeah,
the fact
no,
that she was always in high heels.
I didn't expect Life of Pi to die though. I promise you that I did not.
Yeah, that was a big surprise.
I was like, oh. And then his death was so underwhelming. The helicopter crashes, boom.
He was cool as shit in that movie, too.
Yeah, exactly.
He
should have been the new John Hammond, like, surviving at the end of it, being like,
if
you don't mess with their ecology,
yeah, like,
we have something fascinating here, my friend.
It was just so bad.
Did he live?
No, he died.
Why did they make it kind of like what it would actually be like if it was real?
Yeah.
Like,
just,
why is it
kinda?
I'm in this fucking spear ball rolling through woods, and there's fucking dinosaurs just hauling ass through a field. Where the fuck are they going? Why are there so many of them? And different species are coexisting and just look at the herbivores together.
Yeah, like as if that's just their everyday routine.
Yeah, no. They'd be over drinking water. That'd be believable. No,
it'd be a fucking zoo. It'd be like, go to the fucking zoo.
First off,
it should have been.
It's an alternate reality. Because dinosaurs exist in this world.
Oh,
only
no,
because they're
me. Come on, it's meant to be Earth.
Like, it's meant to be this world.
You're meant to feel like it's an amusement park.
It is amusement. Well, yes, because...
It's not fucking Tomorrowland, man. It's this Earth.
No, it is. That's what they said they wanted to do. Like that's why they're bringing around Verizon reps. Like,
either way.
People are sponsoring rides. Like, they wanted to bring the business into the park. Like, how's the park made?
Well, then why is a fucking rolling sphere of glass of technology that hasn't even been discovered?
The dinosaur, like...
It's fucking Sphero, BB-8, man.
I don't know. I
BB-8
felt like
a
rolling
this.
Sphere of glass.
The dinosaur is so corny. They don't even show it, like... The
old Jurassic Parks did that, by the way.
You just see, like, Jeeps
existed.
Jeeps on tracks. That was, like, fucking the technology tour.
Listen,
back then, with the supercomputers. That
you're not around. Honestly comparing the Jeeps...
They were going
it's
for that vibe.
It's an attraction.
Vibe.
Listen to me.
To the fucking rolling glass
regardless
sphere.
Regardless of the
Jeeps on a track vibe
details.
Is the same vibe as a rolling sphere.
TJ, it wasn't the fucking Back to the Future where it was 30 years ago. And they're like, 2015, there'll be rolling spheres.
Listen to me.
It was the a story, Jeep.
The story in with itself.
Fucking GPS.
They go and they look at the fucking dinosaur's cage.
Top notch now.
There's a fat guy not paying attention to a monitor. Oh, shit! The dinosaur's not in it. Chris Pratt just... Are these scratches supposed to be on the wall here? Oh, shit, he's not in there. We better go in. Oh, he's in the cage! It's so bad. It's like... And then they're like... How did it not have a heat signature?
You're not gonna like
and then it zooms in on this fucking cage. It's like... That, you know, that animal there can take away its heat signature to, like, fuck you! Or it's a chameleon, like, when it's in the forest and it's hiding from them and it puts its, it takes its little thing out of its neck and it's like its tracking device.
Yeah,
and it's all so they come stupid. And they find, they pick up, it's this chunk of meat with a big pill.
Does it actually, like, fucking...
Bleep, tell, bleep, bleep, bleep!
No, tell
bleep,
me the bleep. Thing actually, like, camouflage.
And
like,
it's 3 feet away. It's a giant fucking dinosaur.
It doesn't camouflage, like a chameleon.
And
it does. It's just hiding in the tree.
No, no, it did. It showed a chameleon and it said, oh, imported...
No!
It says it! I did! Oh, it does.
You're so... You hate this movie.
I stood up to yell. I was so mad.
Yeah.
This movie, I was so mad. I'm watching it. I was excited to see them, like... I missed a few movies because...
Jimmed?
No, it's so horrible.
Oh, wow.
It's so bad. And I'm agreeing with Dan.
It was
the whole
not
time.
That bad.
It's so...
It was entertaining.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. And
you
it's
know,
like,
I remember the scenes exactly as Dan describes them, and they still sound 10 times as worse when Dan does this fucking reenactment.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta
okay.
through Dan's
okay,
eyes.
Okay, listen to me. Jurassic bad. Park 1, there's a flipped Jeep. Everything's real. There's no fucking CG shit. There's two kids in a thing... I mean, maybe the dinosaur foot that came down was CG at the time.
A flipped Jeep, yes.
It pushes the fucking Jeep into the mud. There's mud and water
yeah,
pouring in
movie,
all of the kids. They're covered in blood and screaming.
That's
this
Steven
one,
Spielberg.
They do
man.
The same exact fucking scene, but with this gay-ass sphere, and the dinosaur's got its mouth on, go-dong, go-dong, and then it lifts up again, and they miraculously get out of the way, and the dinosaur... It's supposed to be this genius who can track people and do it. But it doesn't see two fucking kids running away and it's continuing to smash a clear ball.
The ball's in its mouth.
It's so bad. And then it's just like.
Its own head.
And then like they run and they jump in the waterfall and the dinosaur's waiting for it to come out of the water. Like,
the dino was part dog, so we like to play fetch.
Let's not even get into the fact that fucking.
Oh, and then the.
And Chris Pratt and the Raptors are just boys, oh. And they fucking drive around.
Don't even get me started.
Drive around.
Chris Pratt's like, there's a new elf.
Hey, chill. Chill.
Listen, it's...
Chill, bro.
It's untouched forest. Chill. Most of it, right? A lot of the island is just untouched forest.
He's fucking...
He's on a motorcycle in the pitch black. Driving through, no problem. No fucking logs, no rocks, no holes. He's just...
The writer had a vision for fucking Chris Pratt on a motorcycle with fucking Raptors.
And then he's got dinosaurs with dog collars on. The video, they're wearing fucking GoPros. Dinosaurs with GoPros, and they're just running through the fields. Like, this is so dumb. And then they see him, and like, oh, he's part
you know,
Raptor.
The worst part of the movie
he
worst,
clicked
actually?
At them, and now they're on his team. But no, the bond is too strong. He's back
with Chris Pratt.
Yeah, with Chris Pratt.
Pratt bond is too strong.
I love Chris Pratt. I like him in everything he does. I feel that like he can almost sell a movie for me. You put him in it, I'll watch it because of Chris Pratt. He was terrible in this movie.
Yeah, absolutely awful.
He did not fit the role at all.
Wow.
It was so bad. And then at the end, like, just to, like, pay respect to the old Jurassic Park, fucking OG T-Rex, let him out! He comes out and they fight and he wins.
Fanfare. He comes out
and he goes away happily. Oh, we're buddies now.
This fucking dinosaur.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they let the raptor
giant,
and T-Rex.
The giant sea beast came out and fucked that thing.
Yeah, he fucking...
Yeah, that was the only time where I was like, yeah!
Deep
was, did you see it in IMAX 3D?
No, any I saw it on
any
my
any
television.
Any of you? Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
you fucked it up,
break.
Bro. You see any movie in IMAX 3D? Ghost Protocol, my favorite movie of all time. It sucks dick outside of IMAX.
My favorite movie of all time.
Anything I
that chomp, I'll give it this. That chomp was cool. I was like, I didn't even actually see it coming.
And you're just like, ah, like,
I was like,
in IMAX 3D, I
how
was
did
back
you not see
seat.
That coming? It's
holy
fucking,
shit.
It's Deep Blue Sea, man.
I didn't see it coming.
I don't know. I didn't see the tank of water there. I thought they were just fighting in like.
I saw the tank. I was like, oh, no.
I didn't see it, so I was happy that. Like,
you fucking. Chomp, well, you watch movies at a different level than
listen,
anybody I've ever known.
Thank you.
Not yeah, like you
like, a compliment.
So like
no, it is a compliment. Like
so, you have the two dinosaurs that fought
like
at the beginning of the first
not.
Jurassic Park,
that's just
teaming up to fight
mind.
Against this combination of the two of them plus frogs and shit, so that he can get rid of his heat signatures, and
a dog.
Yeah. And then they just walk away. Like, they're like, all right, homie, we did it. Like, see ya. No, they're fucking animals. They're going to fight regardless. It would have been a fight to the death, whoever survived.
Where's its sibling? It ate her.
He ate her.
He ate her.
This is the thing. You accept that it's a popcorn shitty Jurassic
Park. No, but it's not a popcorn shitty Jurassic Park movie.
Jurassic Park to me was my life. Movie, man. Like, when I was a kid, Jurassic Park was one of the best movies I'd ever seen.
Jurassic Park. Two was shit, three was shit.
Listen, do you think any other one was out? Jurassic Park was on our was number four of our top five movies of all time.
Yeah, Jurassic Park's awesome. And they already ruined it with sequels.
Yeah, but
two and three were horrible.
I feel like it was a remaster.
It should have been a reboot. It should have been like a fucking.
Of course, they want to do that, but you cannot make Jurassic Park better. It's the best movie of all time.
Yeah, but that's how they marketed this one. That's why it's not Jurassic Park 4, dude. That's why it's not Jurassic Park 4.
You know what? I should have
because they wanted a restart. They wanted, like, let's recapture. Let's do it again.
When I first saw the trailer, the first time, and it showed Chris Pratt with his raptors with him, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's going to be shit.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
In 50 years.
Stuck with my gut.
50 years, they're going to remake Lord of the Rings.
No, they're not.
Yes, they will.
No, they will not.
Yeah, they will.
50 years. No, they will.
No.
50 years, that shit will be redone. Maybe twice.
No.
Maybe twice.
That's interesting. Is when will the next...
All of that shit's going to get redone. It's going to be like, oh, we're going to make it... Maybe not redone, but there will be sequels. Inevitable sequels. It's going to be like, oh, we should really like go back...
In like 20 years, it'll be like Scrollo Smeggins, his old cousin, three centuries later.
Exactly. Someone's going to buy the rights to Lord of the Rings.
Actually, Disney's going to buy the rights to Lord of the Rings. That is more likely, yeah. Like, let's... Like,
Star Wars?
Let's write some new Middle Earth stories.
Yeah,
that is very intriguing. You know what? Like, I go into stores and like I want fucking like I want Lord of the Rings shit. I want fucking The Hobbit shit.
I
and
don't.
It's like, yeah, but it's like
I do
it's
not
all,
want that to ever be revisited or written by anyone.
Dude,
other
are you
than
crazy?
Tolkien.
Exactly, it'll never be Tolkien. That's the problem.
Are you look at what we're going through with Star Wars?
Are there certain things that are unrebootable that they will never touch?
I'm not talking about movies.
Lord of the Rings has to be the one.
If it has to be.
Lord of the Rings and Star Wars, perhaps, are the ones that they...
No.
You cannot... But like,
what do you think they're doing with Star Wars right now?
They're extending. They're not rebooting.
But what do you think they're doing right now?
They're extending.
It's exactly the same thing. Like,
yeah, they're...
But it started out as a movie.
Actually having a reboot of Star Wars.
Like
you know scratch. Vader and fucking Luke and everything, but just we're going to do it again.
No, but... Yeah, sorry.
They wouldn't. That's
holy shit, he's talking to me. No, TJ, I'm saying revitalize the franchise. They're not what they're doing with Star Wars is taking the existing mythology and writing new stories in that world.
Same thing they should be doing.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying are there certain things that are untouchable?
Yeah, oh, yes. This is what he's saying. Okay, then
you are right about that.
You don't think you can do anything after fucking the end of Fellowship?
No. There's tons of stuff. You fucking laid
around. Sorry, Return of the King.
You guys are literally arguing the same point but in different...
No, I'm agreeing with you. I came to this this concept of, are there things that you can't reboot? Because everything gets a reboot these days.
You're just thinking of a really sweet there are 5. Few,
yeah, exactly. It's like a...
There'll never be another Lord of the Rings story with Frodo and them again, is what he's saying.
But I'm saying open.
No, they don't need to do that.
They will not sell the Lord of the Rings franchise to Disney or Universal.
Okay,
in
my
original
point,
20 years to be like, okay, we found J.J. Abrams' dad... or son.
Isn't it a great place to be though, as a fan? Like walking into any store and knowing there's going to be something Star Wars in that store. Like, wouldn't it be awesome if every single store you walked into had something that was like Middle Earth?
It'll get pushed out.
But
they're gonna whore the fuck out of it. It's
is that a problem for Star Wars?
It's in weird stores in the mall that I go to. It's like, why do they have that? No, but been in the mall
is it a problem for Star Wars that I can find a Star Wars hat, like an awesome Star Wars hat?
I think yes.
Or t-shirt.
Jurassic Park is...
Like, tell me you don't want to walk into a store and there's just like a fucking awesome Hobbit t-shirt. Like, awesome.
Just says The Hobbit on it?
Yeah. I don't want anyone to like the shit that I like. That's my problem.
Are you crazy?
That's mine to like.
Don't act like that's crazy.
More games.
There's so many people who don't like things because they're popular.
Yeah.
And that's a natural... I'm
every hipster ever?
No, comic books. Like, I'm just thinking about...
Things you'd
share.
What I'm going through...
Because they're so fucking...
What I'm going through right now is Star Wars. Like, I'm just... I'm exposed... Like, I can get anything that's Star Wars. I can get anything. And there'll be a Star Wars... Like, a fucking toaster.
Yeah, but don't you feel like you were a fan before Star Wars got popular? Let's say Star Wars is popular.
No, I was even born. I just dive in. It doesn't have to be mine. All right,
say you're born in 1969 and you were 11 years old when the first movie came out. Like, it would ruin it if other people got on board after you were a fan. Like, I was already a fan of this shit. People who, like, read the
Game of Thrones books. It doesn't ruin it.
How can you not see that? This is a well-known thing.
Yeah, you're just accepting. It's like you're accepting.
What if
fame.
Fucking you're accepting Tame Impala went mainstream? You'd be like, "Fuck that Tame Impala band! I hate those guys."
What?
If Tame Impala was on 89X, you wouldn't care as much.
What? I'm not that guy that like rejects things.
Okay, maybe not even you, but popular. The rest.
Well, you should be.
The rest of the world would.
Exactly. No, they wouldn't. I just believe that for a
absolutely
second.
Absolutely would. Hipsters think that they're the only ones who like certain things. Or like they like shit that's not supposed to be cool.
You're wrong.
No.
Everybody likes what we like. We've talked about this.
No.
We like the most popular things in the world.
Okay, well, what does that have to do with what I'm saying?
We're but not
that fucking doesn't mean that things that aren't popular
unique.
That we like
are we're not unique.
By becoming mainstream.
We all... You don't think...
We like, are pretty fucking unique.
Any other top 10, like, movies or games would be very close to our top 10 movies or games.
Well, probably.
What makes us unique? We're not. We're pop fucking culture people. Like, we like what's popular.
I think
you don't think The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings is popular? I'm just saying they're all locked up in licensing agreements with MGM and fucking WB.
All I'm saying is that you will never write a new story that two people aren't right.
And buy a fucking
shut the fuck
doll,
up, man.
And buy a Hobbit doll.
Why are you yelling?
I thought I was raising my volume for comedic effect.
I was laughing.
But just go into a fucking store and buy a Smeagol fucking pop fucking doll.
Nobody wants that.
You don't want that kind of shit for your kid?
No.
Little fucking Hobbit dolls?
No, I don't.
That's crazy.
You want her to just watch Lord of the Rings for what it was.
Yeah, like, what was it? In 10 minutes, they're going to have a fucking Lord of the Rings cartoon for little kids to like? Once they sell it? Once they sell
Dude,
the licensing?
When Len was born...
Just gonna whore the
when
fuck
Len was
out
born,
it?
You brought me a fucking Link
There is
doll.
Star Wars for every generation to like it.
Hey.
It's whored the shit out.
Okay, here's a new perspective.
When
right?
Len was... Hold on. When Len was born, you bought me a little Link doll. And that's still... That's in Max's room now, but... Or no,
that's
it's
a cool
when Max
thing.
Was born. Yeah, exactly.
Who else had it?
So if I want to go out and find a fucking cool doll for your daughter... Like, there's nothing for me.
Buy her a little Smeagol.
There's no little fucking Smeagol doll. Like, don't you want, like, a world where Smeagol dolls exist? And, like...
No.
No, it don't want to be too pop culture. I'm not talking about Hot Topic. I'm talking about Target.
That's too pop culture.
Yeah, but that Smeagol doll is going to cost $10. And it's going to be...
I just don't want to be...
One single mold plastic. It's going to look like shit.
With no, like, I don't want to have no identity. You know what I mean? I like to like stuff that...
We're all there. We love Pixar. We love Marvel.
Yeah, be unique in some way. I don't want to just be like...
I'm sorry, but you're not.
You can't pour out every single
I'm not,
thing that you love.
Do you wish you like just stopped after one movie?
No, I'm on board.
Okay. Okay, so here's my different perspective trying to convince you. My last ditch effort, okay?
I don't want anything to be
If
just,
you make the best movie of all time, okay, the sequel is only going to make your franchise worse.
Yeah.
You don't make a franchise out of it. You leave it as a single movie.
That's what I was just
going to
say.
It'll be the best movie. So, by expanding your breadth of whatever fucking toys at Target, you're only saturating and worsening your franchise.
Well, here's the thing.
But
the
if you don't touch
shit,
it,
like, it's,
it stays at its status.
It all matters if...
That's like Firefly fans saying, like, oh, it was the best sci-fi I ever saw.
It only matters
don't
if...
a fucking sci-fi or Firefly Season 2. I don't want that.
The shit that gets... like
Why not?
Continue
Wouldn't
on?
You fucking love it if it was like Firefly, like after fucking Trinity on Netflix?
Like, say
or
you're on
another
a team
Star Trek movie,
listen to me.
Or another fucking like Hobbit movie.
If you're Lord of the Rings and like you're into Star
some
Wars,
things,
like
yes, some things no.
You're happy with wanting more and more and more because the quality of what is being released is good. Chad's worried that is if they continued on and hoarded,
it's already
the
best
Rings,
movie of all
it's
time.
It's going to
mind.
Be worse, yeah. And it's going to be shit, and it's gonna. Take away from what Lord of the Rings is.
That's happening
was
to Jurassic Park, yes, but.
It happened
with fucking Hobbit.
It's
man.
Happened to everything.
They did it with Hobbit, but Hobbit was
That's
already.
That's where we
written,
are right now.
And they already kind of started to add more into that story. Like somebody was writing into that.
Yeah, but don't fuck up the Hobbit. Just know that you can write your own story about something else that happened.
I don't know if they can revisit Middle Earth without writing completely new stories.
Yeah,
what they will
that,
do?
That would be awesome.
What
I
they're going to do?
I don't think that would be awesome.
They would try and have.
That's what I'm saying.
They would try and have, like, cameos
or like things to connect it to Lord of the Rings that would be stupid.
Just like how they didn't Hobbit.
Just like they have Legolas in everything. But if there was a new Middle Earth story that happened in a different time in the same universe and it was done well, like as well as Lord of the Rings was done, I'd want it.
I wouldn't.
I would.
The story of where Aragorn goes
if it was going to happen, that's how I would want to think.
All new characters, all new everything. The only connecting thing is that it has the title of Lord of the Rings and it's in Middle Earth.
Couple locations.
Chet, Unexpected Journey is your favorite of the Hobbit 3 movies, and you love it because it brings you back into fucking Hobbiton. So any other thing that can just bring you more, like...
But he was only willing to accept it because it was written by Tolkien.
Or, like, Samwise, like, his fucking uncle,
and it
was like,
Peter Jackson. And that it was completely nostalgic.
Yeah, but they're not going to fucking kill it, man. Like, it would just be...
They would kill it. They're going to kill everything.
You wouldn't be excited for a new movie from Middle-earth.
How many fucking... Like, his fear is, like... No, Hulk, there's all these Hulk movies, there's all these Spider-Man movies, there's... And now nothing means anything anymore.
Yeah, but those are all fucking flukes, like due to licensing deals and like which companies.
That's exactly it. Like, there's really nothing to look forward to. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, the new Avengers movie is gonna be good. Like, I don't give a shit to see any of the Marvel movies that come out for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but you're like the minority there. Like, you're like the 1%, man.
Yeah, like
everyone is so excited for Marvel movies. They just grabbed Spider-Man. Spider-Man's going to start showing up.
They will not be in a while. They're going to, like, superheroes will be gone.
It will hit a point where
completely
popularity will drop. I feel like, I don't know if
these movies are going to increase in popularity to at least 2025.
You want to know when it's going to start going down? Soon. When they start focusing on movies on Doctor Strange, whoever the fuck the Black Panther is.
So wrong.
Are you kidding me?
So wrong.
Watch Ant-Man now, one more time.
And tell me how great it is. Ant-Man's got a sequel. It was bad, though.
I don't want to see Ant-Man. I haven't seen it. Is it out yet?
I can't wait to see the sequel because Evangeline Lilly is going to be a fucking awesome presence.
But listen to me. When you start focusing the main movies of Marvel and making your...
I'm not saying
that assembled team is now the Wasp and this fucking weirdo and that Doctor Who is he from 3 comics that he's ever had. Like,
man, no. Those aren't the focus movies, okay? Every time...
They are!
No, for every Doctor Strange, there's a fucking Captain America Civil War.
All that they're trying to do is make the most money possible.
Avengers fucking 3. Like,
okay, so every fourth year I get an Avengers movie with Black Panther in it. You know who Black Panther is?
Yeah, I know who Black Panther is.
He's like some fucking African guy who... He's like basically Captain Africa.
No, I know who Black Panther is.
Duh, no. I'm not watching that shit.
Civil War comes out next year?
It's not going to be good.
And then fucking Avengers 3 comes out like 2 years or prediction, a year after that.
Prediction. It drops from where the other ones...
Like, if it doesn't like, have...
Crazy.
Ticket sales will be down. No,
buddy, the first Marvel-made Spider-Man movie is coming out in 2017.
Tickets.
Okay, a year after he's fucking you're introduced. Saying,
we've hit the pinnacle.
The pinnacle. Yeah. We're on the downhill slide right now.
Wow, you're so wrong. Crazy.
How do you think it's going to go higher?
Spider-Man
has failed for 20 years in a row now.
Not under Marvel.
The new one's good.
Dude, the masses...
The new one's good.
I'm not going to see it. Spider-Man has the household name. People know Spider-Man. Kids like Spider-Man.
Like, everyone
Spider-Man
knows.
Will do fine. No one's going to see Black Panther. No one's going to see Doctor fucking Who Is He Strange.
The other Spider-Mans didn't do well.
Doctor Strange Cumberbatch?
Yeah, and you would have said that. You would have said that about fucking Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and it's the best Marvel movie.
Yeah. I mean, that's not even saying that much. I mean, they're good in IMAX.
Dude, no one the hell thinks, you like that. No one expects you to like Jurassic Park. You know what thing? Like, you guys have some
Guardians
weird fucking
Jurassic World.
Because Guardians of the Galaxy is not... Because I thought...
It's a popcorn flick that's stupid but fun to
listen
watch.
Listen to me, Jurassic Park World...
Man.
Exactly. There's a quality bar that's set for Jurassic Park.
Because of Jurassic Park's name is tied to it. With Guardians of the Galaxy, it was like...
You had no expectations.
None. And so they can do whatever they want in that universe.
Would Jurassic World be a good movie if there were no Jurassic Park?
No.
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 It would be called Dinosaur World and it would be shit.
It'd be even worse. But, no, that doesn't count. Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want in a movie about space and aliens and weird species and...
Some movies are about going and, like, expanding your mind. Yes. And those are the ones that we really want to know, that people know we love, because we want everyone to know how smart we are and how we can read between the lines and figure out what's going on beneath the story.
That's only you.
Anyway, there's those movies...
I just enjoy sweet movies.
There's those movies, and then there's fucking San Andreas. And if you go into San Andreas and think, you know what? Because we're talking about action movies. We're talking about expectations. We're talking about action movies. And the thing is like, you need to know what you're seeing. If it's a fucking Marvel movie, you go in and you say, here's $7. Here, show me something for the next 2 hours.
Then why was Jurassic World bad in your eyes?
Because Jurassic World movie was marketed as like a rebranding, a rebirth of the Jurassic Park franchise. Fuck it. Yes, it was.
It has fucking produced Chris Pratt punching his fist like he's having sex. You know, they want to...
Yeah, but Chris Pratt, buddy, you don't remember how long they talked about Jurassic World before it came out. They talked about that movie for fucking years. And it was like, Spielberg's got an idea. It's going to be Jurassic Park again because Spielberg was coming back to fucking direct, which he did.
And they scrapped it. There was a whole thing.
Yeah, there was a whole thing. And like, it was like Spielberg's coming back to fix Jurassic Park. And fucking
I don't remember that.
Year after year after year went by, and then like a month before filming, it was like, we got this director, Chris Pratt, because Guardians of the Galaxy was good. And like they just went out, grabbed fucking Ron fucking Howard's daughter and Chris Pratt, and just said like, hey, you know, let's make a movie. Let's make a flick. And they threw it together, and it was fucking shit. And every shot that is good in that movie is like, oh, that reminds me of Jurassic Park.
That's true.
Is that bad?
That's it. Yeah, of course it's bad. Give me another one. Jurassic World, or sorry,
do you know what
the Lost World was better.
What I'm really excited for is like, every so often, something comes along, like Lord of the Rings did. Out of left field, Watchmen is another one for me. Where it's
not
like,
happening ever.
Where
again.
It's like, it's good and I don't know what it is. Everything that comes out now is just rebrand. No, it doesn't.
It won't happen again.
Metal Gear has been a
Wait
franchise
a what?
For 20 years.
I'm talking about a new, like, a new field, like mythos. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like mythos. Star Wars, Lord of the Rings. There's so many.
Every year.
I think Walking Dead's
Walking Dead is cool, but I mean, it's almost.
Oh, you know what? Mass Effect.
Sure.
I would call Mass Effect the next, like, but mythos that
I'm saying,
really,
I'm talking
into.
More movies than I'm talking about.
Game of Thrones is newer than Mass Effect in TV world.
Game of Thrones is
yeah, you know what? Game of Thrones
is them,
another one.
But I'm talking...
Like, these are the best things in the world.
I don't know.
I'm talking about, like, another...
You're saying they come
movie
every
series or yeah. something to come up.
There's at least one or two...
There's nothing that's huge, as huge as, like, Lord of the Rings and Star Wars that hold... Such a
I would say Marvel comics,
like
DC comics,
like Gravity,
but
Interstellar. You don't count those?
No.
Oh no, those are one-offs. Those are like
those are great. They're great.
Well, you
movies.
Want franchises?
Yeah, like we're talking about. A
I'm
franchise
talking about what my son is going to be
Matrix,
arguing with
man.
His friends about in 25
Matrix.
Years.
The first Matrix, yeah, like
first Matrix, like singing back
great.
To that, like that is unbelievable.
That was
like,
a long ass time ago.
Yeah.
Or you're saying nothing new like that recently?
Yeah. Exactly. Everything that I feel like is released now is just rebranding or like old ideas that like. Kind of twisted.
Even
like
the Matrix is still a fucking one-off, right? Because 2 and 3 were a write-off, so...
That's the thing. That's what's so good about it.
Have we come to a point
is
where there's
that
not
is so
nothing
good.
New?
They
no,
break
no,
two
no,
more
like,
Interstellar movies.
Dan, there's new
Interstellar
stuff.
Will be that.
Interstellar doesn't hold... Like, and it never will hold...
But it's
a,
not
like a place in, like, my heart or anything. Like, Interstellar was a good movie.
There's never going to be Interstellar Perfect. 2 and 3 and Interstellar, The Attack of the Clones. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
we're talking
missing
about,
something.
We're talking
I
about fucking
something.
Franchise, like mythologies. And
I was just
no,
talking
I'm just saying,
to The Matrix. You can't count The Matrix as a franchise because it's really just one movie that was good.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. But there, I mean, they
there,
tried.
There is.
You
just,
oh, you know
you
what? Avatar. Avatar
pass.
Is probably, like, could probably
go.
Get pretty deep.
I feel like Avatar has taken too long to come out with a sequel and was...
That's good.
A retold story.
Well, it was archetypes.
Reskinned.
The next yeah. two movies will be humongous.
Yeah, they will be.
yeah. Like, Avatar could and turn into something it. Bigger than it is right now.
Like, but, like, what
it is weird that it took so long.
What is my son going to be talking about with his friends when he's 30?
Star Wars and Marvel Comics.
Marvel?
When he's 30?
Well, I'm 30. I mean, like, what's going to be the big impacting movies of his life? I feel like he's getting... There's
you know
more,
what? It's,
there's
it's,
more quantity, but there's less quality.
Yeah, but it's crazy yeah. that we adopt Star Wars as our own when it came out well before we were born. So
sure,
you know
but when
like,
we were kids, we had the second trilogy.
And Lord of the Rings.
We had the second trilogy.
Well, they have a new trilogy.
No, it's not more accepted.
Sure,
why?
Like, okay.
Not have a
second
trilogy.
We look back and we think of,
why not?
Of good
movies.
You don't
movies. Love Star Wars for that reason.
No, but
I don't
love
like
Star
Wars. I'm not
something
as big.
Right here.
Will our kids like the same movies that we do?
No. They won't. Say, it's a new trilogy, Dan. Like, The original trilogy came out in what, was it 79 or 77.
Yeah.
So Empire, no, Jedi came out like just before we were born.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. It might even have been 87.
What are you getting at?
I'm just getting at, we weren't alive when those movies came out. You know what I mean? Like, we got our own trilogy. And now, like, by the time the fucking last...
I don't give a fuck if I'm alive. It's a quality movie, so I like
it. By the time the last Star Wars movie comes out, like, Jack's going to be old enough to know what Star Wars is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to be aware, like, of the whole trilogy.
I just want something new to come out. The only point that I was trying to make is...
what are my kids going to watch? They're going to watch Star Wars.
That was even beyond my original point.
Marvel's going to 2020.
You're asking what new IPs are going to come out that you're...
There has to be something good that's new, because everything right now is all about reboots and rehashing and reskinning and...
Well,
old ideas.
The Marvel thing is not original reboots, right? Movie. The Marvel thing is not reboots. It's their first try. Listen, be honest about that.
Your kids will watch a movie, which is going to be a reboot of The Matrix. Well, only without the title.
They have one-offs, but this is their first try at them.
Sure.
It's like you call Avatar.
So there are kids today that are like, Inception and fucking Interstellar were the best movies I've ever seen, because they've never seen Lord of the Rings. Like the 14-year-olds.
Yeah, but I'm saying they'll retell Inception. It won't be called Inception.
I don't think Christopher
Nolan... And you say, yeah, it's been done 1,000 times before. Just the same way you called Avatar. It's age-old story. You
think
any
kids like Back to the Future?
You know what? No, like, I think... That's even another franchise. You're on something, right? Like, these are the auteurs, like, they're best pieces. Like, you know, like... Sorry, it was, like, Scorsese, his early movies, and, like, Oliver Stone, his early movies, like... Those are the iconic ones that you go back and watch. And, like, if you talk about, like, Christopher Nolan as, like, the director that our kids go back and watch his movies, I honestly don't know if they have that staying power. Like, Inception will fade away.
You know? Dark Knight will not. Dark Knight is...
Dark Knight will not because it's
Forever
Batman.
Flame.
Yeah, but...
Dark Knight's like, an amazing
but
movie.
Not because
it's Batman.
It is. It's not...
It's because it's Batman at all. It's a good fucking movie. I don't care
about
superheroes. Yeah, but
it's staying power is because it's Batman, Chad. Not because it's Christopher Nolan.
It's staying power with me? It's not because it's Batman.
I'm talking
it's staying
about,
power
like,
because it's a fucking
I'm
amazing
about a
movie.
A kid that you don't know. Like, looking into his... Like, the directors that he... Like, you know, like... Okay, well, I'm saying, like, you grow up and it's like you hear about fucking Martin Scorsese movies. You go back and, like... You watch fucking Goodfellas and shit.
She's saying evaluate what you like about movies that were created before you were born and question whether or not your kid will have that same love for Batman for the same reasons. Does that make
no,
sense?
No, that like he's going to go with Christopher Nolan and it's going to be like, who the fuck is Christopher Nolan?
No. I got it.
He's not going to go back and look at Inception. He's going to go back and look at Dark Knight because Dark Knight is about Batman.
No, I get what you're saying.
Like, just, that's obvious, right?
To help you make your point, that's all.
Like, if it was Christopher Nolan movie 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, they're all amazing, but I'm not going to go back to 4. I'm just going to go back to the one that's fucking Batman.
When you guys... Like, we went to go see Batman or The Dark Knight together. And I honestly went because it was like, oh, buddies are going to see a movie. I thought Batman Begins was shit.
It was not that great.
And then we went to go see that movie and it's like, I didn't expect it. It was just like, oh, Night in the Town with the bros. And the fucking movie was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Like, it was filmed awesome. Like,
yeah, like that movie and like same impact as Lord of the Rings. Like when I went to go see Fellowship... I just thought, like, oh, we're wasting time.
You know
what? My mom's shopping. We're
but you know what? You're proving my point because your kids aren't going to go and see it because it's a Peter Jackson movie. They're going to go and see it because it's a Lord of the Rings movie.
I saw Lord of the Rings the
Batman,
first time.
Batman, Christopher Nolan, Lord of the Rings, Peter Jackson. Like, your kids are going to watch those because they're Lord of the Rings movies.
What's the argument you're trying to have right now? Are we still
I'm saying,
it,
like,
I don't want it to be
created
again?
Who cares about that
point?
Just let it go. I mean, you're probably right, but...
Okay, fair enough. I'm just saying, like, franchises. You're talking about Inception and fucking Interstellar, like, or, like, they're going to be a franchise. But
you know why fucking...
not. And
you know
not,
why
like,
Lord of the Rings was so cool? No fucking big movie, like, AAA awesome movie with a high budget was fantasy, I feel like. There was not...
Yeah, they revitalized
it was under the radar completely, and it was amazing.
It was just out, and, like,
no, yeah.
That's why it was so cool, because it just happened...
Well, it
like
wasn't just that. I mean,
is this possible?
So where are we going to go? Like, we have our space movies. We have our Lord of the Rings. You did?
Yeah, I knew. I watched the fucking behind-the-scenes shit, like, on the internet.
Yeah, you're like, one in a million, though.
I remember, like, seeing, like, an extended, like, five-minute trailer of, like, pre-special effects shit. Like, of them moving rigs and stuff.
You worked in a movie store at the time, though, correct?
And, yeah. I was into film, yeah. When I was, like, pretty young.
Yeah. So you are a little different than, like, me. It just...
I had seen Frighteners. We'd all seen Frighteners at the time. I had no idea fucking Peter Jackson was anything. But it was like, someone is making a fucking Lord of the Rings movie. And that's an internet franchise and a director.
But was it not
anyway,
amazing?
Like, no, it wasn't.
Going into a world
if we
that
go
you
go
had...
back to, like,
directors... Nothing was
you
like
knew
it.
What Lord of the Rings was before the movies?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I did.
I did not.
My dad had all the books and shit. He read me The Hobbit.
I know.
Like fucking that's 10. Fucking
crazy.
I know a lot of people were forced to read The Hobbit in school.
Yeah. I didn't know any books back then.
My dad read me The Hobbit, fucking Journey to the Center of the Earth, Moby Dick. Isn't that fucking wild?
Your dad read
me I hated it. He's like, it's time to go to bed, guys. And it was like, fuck, I'm going to have to fucking lie in bed and listen to this guy read fucking Moby Dick.
That's so nice.
And he fucking would read a chapter a night.
What a cool fucking thing to do.
And you probably fell asleep.
And he read us The Hobbit. And I was like, fuck, I can't wait till I fall asleep so I can stop hearing about this shit.
That's amazing.
And like, I remembered things. No,
that's like 6 months of your life then.
Is that?
Yeah.
That's not a fond memory?
I was so young at the time. It was not like, I'm going to close my eyes and drift into happy fucking dreamland.
If I would do that
every
night.
Well, father tells me a story. It was like,
I don't want to go to
fuck,
bed.
I don't want to go to bed yet. I was just playing with my fucking...
that's a cool fucking
gun. What
was
that
gun, man?
The gun that they sold at the fucking... Toys R Us. It was like the Distributor 5000 or something like that.
What?
It was like a fucking weird... The Annihilator 5000.
Was it a super soaker?
What did it look like?
It was like a gun where like it was like 8 different guns and it combines into one master gun.
I didn't know this toy.
Anyway, I wanted it. I got it for Christmas. And it was like, stop playing with that because... It's time to go read a chapter of fucking Moby Dick.
And you're like, oh my god, I can hear about this fucking guy and his fight with a fish.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Yeah.
But that's, and he read us The Hobbit. Anyway, that's how I knew. That's how I knew about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea that it was a thing, and then we just went to go see the movie, Tim and I.
Okay, the average
person...
There's
been several Lord of the Rings movies.
Nothing popular, though.
Yeah.
Well, like, nothing that
have you seen those Lord of the Rings movies?
Yeah, they're like 30 years old, dude.
They're the worst fucking things I've ever seen in my life. Like, they're probably a $30 budget.
I was just going to say, like, a $50 budget. Like, Gandalf is...
Like, it's so low budget.
I didn't know this existed.
I've got them on fucking DVD.
That's insane.
Oh, my God.
Aren't a lot of your jokes from that? Like,
I don't know.
Anyway, it's awful.
There's the...
Wow.
We watched it after the movies came out, and... It was the cartoon, and then they had like a live action scene. Like the battles were live action, and the way the effect worked was that there was a sheet. the camera was facing this way, and so there was a sheet hanging right here, and this light was like directly behind me. There were people just going behind the sheet, and it was just like just shadows running like back and forth behind the sheet for like 15 to 20 minutes. And those were the battles in the old Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Those are bad.
I just want something new that I've never heard of before that is like just captivates audiences.
And it's
in that elite. You know what I mean? There's like elite series of things. And there's
you
few.
You are not as new to the world as you were when you watch those movies, and that's a big factor.
I have, like, yeah, I guess.
So you've already seen a certain amount of things. And that's what I'm saying when our kids are 16. Like, you say, oh, I watched Avatar, right? And when a 12-year-old watched Avatar, it blew his mind. Because it was the first time he saw a story where someone was inserted in someone else's society, and he took their side, even though he was, like...
But because I've seen it before, it's not as good to me.
But because to you, it's an age-old story.
12-year-old us seeing... Seeing
that's probably what it is more than anything.
Yeah.
So like that shit's coming out, you just laugh at it because you're like, you did a worse job than my version. Because I like my version because I like my characters.
There are kids that are absolutely in love with Jurassic World. I remember when I was working at Bell and I went to
Jurassic
a house.
World of the generation.
Yeah, there was like a 10-year-old kid, and he's just like, Mom, I've been watching the trailer for Jurassic World, like. He was losing his mind, and I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
That movie's going to suck, kid.
What I'm saying is...
But that kid was losing his shit, and he was so excited.
But I'm still, like,
Jurassic
even...
Jurassic World's a bad example, because there's other things that
Jurassic
are newer,
Park
like Avatar.
Is, like, leaps and bounds better.
It is.
Absolutely. No doubt in my
mind. Yeah, but I guess if you have no... Nothing
you
to
have no baseline. You have no, like, this is the first time you've seen fucking sweet-ass dinosaurs on screen.
Yeah, think about your favorite movies from, like, you know, these are the things that stuck with me, the things that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Each one is its own unique first time you ever experienced that story. And The Matrix, by the way, like, those are the movies that last for really long times, because
That was actually the first time I was ever told for anyone, let's say. You know
what I mean? Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. It's a truly novel story. I need something new to everyone.
And they become less and less because you get older and you've experienced.
And there's less things to...
Less ideas out there, yeah. There's more films being made.
What's weird is, like, I couldn't chime in with an idea because it would have to be an idea that no one has ever heard before.
Yeah.
You have to, you know what I mean? Like, and generally, like, what's going to be new? And I'm like, generally, well, I don't have that answer.
A pitch?
You know,
but,
new,
like, Avatar is a good example of, like, something that is trying, like, and, like, yeah, it's been weird that it hasn't, like, established itself as a new, like, lore.
They've taken too long.
Yeah, it's a weird, like, is that, was that just a movie then? Like, you know, like
no people, one has forgotten about that.
People were ready to be, like, involved with Avatar, like, the Na'vi and shit. Like, they're ready to get into it. And then, like, it's just, it's owned by a fucking movie fucking company, which has no
interest in... They don't want to fuck it up.
No drive.
Well, no interest in, like, making toys and bed sheets and all that shit. Like, it was just, like, into the abyss of this movie company. And then, until a sequel comes out. You know, like, what's going to be, like, the pop culture, like, fucking aspect of that? And nothing happened. Nothing happened with the Matrix. There's no, like, you can't go to a store and, like, Matrix out, buy all your favorite Matrix shit. You know what I mean? Like, a franchise is something that you go out and, like, you can have a backpack. You know that?
I like the exclusivity of all that, of all of the Lord of the Rings shit, though.
It's not exclusive, like, it's just dead.
No, it's exclusive. That's the thing. Like, it always has been. Like, there was a quality to everything that they made. Like when you bought the DVDs, you'd get that little the little pamphlet.
Yeah.
It's like, buy your elven brooch, like, made by the master craftsman at fucking Weta.
For that's
120
cool.
bucks. Yeah. Like, that's amazing. Like,
there's no plastic version that they made 6 million copies of.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, that everyone's going to buy and wear around.
So the stuff does exist. You just got to dig for it.
Yeah, but everything, yeah. Like, yeah, any, it's anything. Like a
beautiful replica of what was in the movie.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Star Wars has, like, the high-end shit where it's, like, $200 for a lightsaber, and then they have the $5
ones. They have the Kylo Ren one for $230 at Toys R Us.
Ugh.
I want to open that box. I got to open that box. I want to see what it looks like.
$230.
$230.
Is it, like...
I think, you remember those ones that were...
I was kind of like, half-listening. Is it,
like, a big light bulb?
Movie replica just hilt?
No.
It's got, like, a glass tube and it lights up and shit.
Oh, I think I've seen those ones before.
Yeah. This is the Kylo Ren. It's $230.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
I'm saying there's going to be, like, the high-end shit. And
you,
like,
can't make a cool Kylo Ren lightsaber, though, because what makes it awesome is, like, the flame.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be fucking little light bulbs on that
side, little too. Little dick-shaped fucking light-up hill.
It won't be as cool as the movie. And, like, it's because it's Kylo Ren's, right? Like, he built it and it's got that chaos to it, like that.
Yeah, it's not
instability.
It's an unstable.
Yeah, it's unstable.
It's
yeah.
amazing. It looks like a cool. fucking flame.
You know what's awesome is that the center one lights first, and then the other two, like, kick in, like, as if it's like a new engine, like sparking just those two as well.
That is a really fucking cool lightsaber.
That's a cool design,
buddy. When he swings that thing at John Boyega, he looks like he's shitting his pants.
He should be, man. Kylo Ren, look at Kylo Ren. I will eat your soul. His voice is so fucking crazy.
Buddy, that fucking score behind him in the trailer is like, dun, dun. Like, it's just him. Like, nothing will stand in our way.
I hope he's like an evil motherfucker. Like,
he has to be.
Like, even Vader, I don't feel like...
Why?
Like, why? Because look at him. He's so sinister.
Super evil, guys. But that suggests to me is I'm just evil for the sake of being evil. The best evil guys have good motivations and their backstories are believable. I want to have a reason. I like the dark side. I kill things. I'm super evil. Mass genocide. No, you have to have a good reason.
I want
them to feel good. I want to feel bad for the good guy and understand why he's being bad. But, like,
are you saying that Anakin didn't have a good reason?
No.
Okay.
I'm not even thinking. I'm just saying, like, I hate bad guys that are bad for the sake of being bad.
Watch the original Georgie and Darth Vader on screen. He doesn't feel sinister. There's no music behind it, really, that makes him feel like...
Okay, badass is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Like, badass is different than evil. Yeah,
okay, fine.
Well, in Empire, there is. Anytime someone fucks with him, he chokes them to death.
Okay, but fine. Like...
But, like, still, like,
everything's all bright and, like...
No. Empire's good. You're talking about A New Hope. Right. I feel like a New Hope, like, yeah, he just seems like a... He's just yelling at everybody and, like, he force chokes somebody but he doesn't kill him.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's it for fucking A New Hope. Movie. All he does is, Oh, he tries to shoot Luke down in his TIE fighter, but he can't because Han Solo comes in and saves him. That's it. So like he's not very sinister, but like in Empire he's like killing people, just killing them. He cuts off Luke's arm at the end of Empire.
His own son.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. And then in Jedi, he doesn't do anything. But, like, in the comics, yeah. Like, he fucks anybody who gets in his way up. Like,
I need to see, like, a badass Vader. I haven't really seen it.
Like, how many people is Kylo Ren going to kill in this movie?
I feel like a lot.
He's young. He's talented. He's fast.
That's the difference. Vader looks like bulky. Yeah,
he's more machine than man. You know, yeah. Like, he's an old fucking... Like,
yeah, he takes his helmet off. He's just fucking cretin.
Like... No, but
Kylo Ren looks like he's ready to fucking run a marathon.
How many people are going to stand in his way? And how many of those people will he just kill? Without like, anytime he lights that fucking saber, someone should die.
Agreed.
Why else would he light it up?
Agreed. He don't fuck around. Like, nobody should be able to stop him. I want him to be an unstoppable force. And then finally, like, the Force awakens.
No, and not
he
even that.
Is stopped.
Just that's what I was trying to say earlier. Just how nuts he looks. He's there's amazing. No character. Like they're asking about there were stories about Jedi. How fucking far along do you think they're going to get by the end of the movie? Han Solo has to tell them.
That was
yeah, it's real. By the way,
how long?
And this guy is going to come at like yeah, yes, it's real. And this guy is the baddest motherfucker in the fucking galaxy.
It's like nothing you've ever seen before. You don't know the Force like I know the Force. Like, the stories that you're
hearing... Oscar Isaac flies his little ship into a fucking...
That's what he's saying. A lot of people... I heard, like, memes and shit, like, teasing Harrison Ford's line. Like, everything being true.
I love that line. One of Harrison Ford's first
lines... He's telling the, like, story of, like, the Force, probably. This is shit you've never seen. Like, it seems like magic to you, but I'm telling you, this shit is fucking real.
Yeah, imagine telling you, full on, that God is real.
It's like, no way, I've never seen it. I don't believe it.
It's not the conversation.
It's real.
I hope it is.
Not our conversation. All right, but okay, forget
they're not,
it. Magic.
No, they're not having that conversation.
You don't think that they're saying it's about the Force? He's like, no. all the stories that you've heard about
okay,
like,
saying,
Luke saying, Skywalker and Vader.
Luke is your dad. Or I'm your dad.
No, I don't think he's saying that. I think it's...
She's Leia's daughter, Han's daughter.
She doesn't even speak... Well, okay, wait a minute.
It's all true.
Why would they abandon
it? It was me.
Well, I mean, think of it this way. Like, it's a greater scope, right? Like, it's not just, like, there's galactic news. This is what's happened today. Like, nobody knows
what the fuck is going on.
So everything...
Dan, listen. Finn is a stormtrooper, right? They're not going to fucking spew bullshit about Jedi overthrowing the Empire. Like from stories that I've heard, like, every Imperial fleet that was, like, active just, like, went into, like, propaganda mode and, like, the Emperor's not dead, like, we're still good, like, all that shit.
Do you believe in psychics?
But hold on. Really? Let me finish my point. Sorry.
Jedi's are like psychics.
But, like, so, like, anybody who's, like, interested in, like, the Imperials, like, know that, like, that's Nazi bullshit, for example. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Rey is from a planet where, like, one ship leaves and it's an event.
She's like, I'm nobody.
They're on Earth.
I'm nobody.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, we don't even get into space travel. I see... Sometimes a ship going up and down.
That's what you pulled apart from. Like, is this the whole fucking
yeah,
little
looks
dialogue
ship, like,
giving it this?
I think the conversation that we're having
exactly.
Is,
I'm nobody as the fucking ship leaves.
Yeah, and then like, and then here's the thing: like, they come down to her planet, finally, like, rip her off of that, and it's like all those stories they're real.
Yeah, all the they're at the
to her, just rolls probably, around with her droid.
To her, she's a scavenger. Like,
they're
rumors.
They're
I've
rumors.
Heard like there's things about this planet in books and stuff, and like.
It's not a spacefaring planet?
No, like, it's a planet where, like, okay, the Battle of Jakku was, like, a major battle in the Imperials versus the Rebels. That's why it's in fucking Battlefront. It was a huge battle. Like, it was this big place. But, like, after that, it just became, like, a scavenger planet where, like, you have to trade in fucking bottle caps, like Fallout, for water. Hmm. And it's like, go scavenge... Go trade. Go scavenge, go trade. Like, that's her fucking life.
That Star Destroyer was probably been there since before she was born. And people just fucking go there and rip parts off of it and they sell it. And that's what
yeah,
they
for sure. Cool.
So she has no idea. She's on a barren planet. And then, yeah, Finn is like a star.
So he's on the complete other wall. I mean,
where
he's
like,
he's in
form, everyone is like mind control. Like, control the population. And then, boom, like, this is all real.
Yeah, everything that the rumors that you may have heard, all true. I know because I was a part of it.
That's the thing. Is like
he was questioning his purpose.
The dark side. The trailer. Yeah, and like in A New Hope, the first like one of the first things Han says is like, "I've heard about your crazy religion. Like, you know, like magic tricks and smoke and mirrors isn't anything like. You need a blaster at your side," is what he says. Right? Like, I'd rather have a blaster at my side than all this fucking smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, he's like,
"Holy shit."
Yeah, like
the Force is so well known because of the movies, but yes, the only reason that I was sold on the idea that it had passed into legend is you pointed out the fact that in the original trilogy, it is legend at that point, basically.
Yeah.
It's as rare as seeing a psychic actually predict the future. Like, people don't believe in it. And you see a lot of it in the movie, but you're getting the actual fucking Jedi. You're seeing it firsthand.
You know what you hear is like, whoever wins the war writes the history, right?
True.
So why would like the Empire or the Emperor like write in like in the communication down to the like the common
general folk, population?
Yeah, the general population. Like, we fought with fucking magicians. You know, it'd be like there was like Jedi write them out of history.
No, Jedi's never existed.
They're like vampires in vampire movies.
This could be so cool. I hope to God that like they can go that deep with the story and not just be like a very surface.
I feel like it'll be a little for everybody. Like, it's not going to be super deep.
That's what kind of what I was hoping for. Like, I don't know if I've always said,
but
like,
it will
I
want be awesome.
I've said I want a more adult, like a more serious tone Star Wars. That's what I mean. Like, more attention to detail and more well thought out, like a well thought out story, not just I don't know Jar Jar Binks bullshit.
Well, you're going to get that. Yeah. Also, I like that the movie is 2 hours and 20 minutes.
There is already running time. You know. That's good. I was hoping for more like 3 hours.
2 hours and 20 minutes, they could get through a lot.
They're going to have to move pretty good, though, with completely new characters. Like, I mean, you got to introduce them for, like, at least the first half an hour.
I have no doubt the pacing will be amazing. Those Star Trek movies, they just keep going. Like, they're just always, like, there's always little cool things, you know? Like,
I hope it's nothing like Star Trek, though. The tone of Star Trek is really...
Star Trek was cool. Really comical. It was a cool movie to watch, but, like...
Again, Kylo Ren, like...
No.
It's gonna be.
Did you see that torture scene?
Yeah.
Where he's just fucking.
Yeah.
And there's that one, like, Daisy Ridley is, like, just crying. Like, something bad happened.
Do you guys realize how fucking close it is?
Chapter.
Like, 8 weeks away?
Yeah, and. Less? There's no way John Boyega's winning that fight. What's gonna happen to him? Like,
something ridiculous.
Like, rolling back to it, he's not gonna win that one.
He's going to escape.
I feel like he's going to be fucked up.
He should. He should die. Cut his head off. Everyone's shocked.
Imagine that, like, the end of that scene was just, like, right through it, like, shoulder.
Why did he get in his way?
Down
that's
to,
why he freaks Kyler out. It was reaction trailer. He's like, that's the last scene I filmed.
He's probably got a boner for fucking Daisy Ridley. He's out there trying to protect her or something. Kylo Ren just cuts him down.
Imagine he did, like, the... Gears of War cut, like, from, like, collarbone to, like, reverse side.
He slides down.
Yeah, just...
That...
He's dead.
That probably isn't what's gonna happen, but it should be. I mean, like...
Well, it did chop the one guy in half.
Yeah.
It should be one cut, both wrists, Kylo Ren leaves with that lightsaber, and that's it. Sorry.
Both wrists.
Grabs it before falls to the
just
ground.
Just, like, he's like this, just... Like, just through both wrists.
Just, he looks. He brings his hands up. It's just two stubs.
Fuck.
Immediately cauterized. Just,
I was gonna be a Jedi.
Now I'm nothing.
Yeah.
God, that'd be horrifying.
Which one of those two is gonna be a Jedi? They have no idea what's going on.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. Like,
why is Rey there? Yeah.
What is a Jedi?
Like, there's no way. One of them. It's gotta be Ridley. It's gotta be Daisy Ridley, man.
We've been talking for so long.
Yeah, it's been long. I tried to wrap it up. But then we started talking about Star Wars again, and I was into it.
Anybody playing any games?
Hey, did you hear...
I can talk about...
Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, show was pretty pumped.
What is it coming back?
Oh my god, Emily told me that. I was just like, oh, I gotta tell Joe. Tell Shelby.
Talking about the new franchises. Gilmore Girls coming back!
That's
good. I hate that show. Emily finished it recently for the second time. And she literally put on Friends when it was done. What? And I was like, are you Shelby right now? I told you that she does this.
Fuck yeah. That's crazy. It's going to happen, man. It's going to be a continuous cycle.
I just wanted to laugh about that.
The only thing I'm going to talk about real quick. Guitar Hero Live.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Game.
Explain to me Guitar Hero TV.
K. okay, this is what Guitar Hero TV is, and I didn't know what it was until I kind of bought it.
Okay.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
so you've got
okay.
two channels that you can play between, and like you'll have like half an hour blocks of like genres of music. Like it'll be like, oh, this half an hour will show like time till this time will be like heavy rock, and then we'll go into like top 40 or whatever. There's 200 plus songs, and it just plays on a loop. So you're playing all these new songs, but you can't pick what you're playing. It's picked for you. And
so everybody in the world is playing the exact same song?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. You're in a like a lobby with 10 people. You'll see okay. a bunch, and your name is in there like first, second, third, whatever, based on how you're doing. And that's pretty much all it is. And it's like it's more of like laid back multiplayer than competitive almost, because you're always earning coins to buy stuff and experience to level up to unlock new things to buy.
And you buy songs
like you know, like the they call it the fuck the highway. They call it a highway. The other thing that comes at you.
Okay.
It changes the track, and they'll change like the colors of the things.
Oh.
I mean, it's just a cool idea. It's like it's a lot of fucking Guitar Hero. Like,
so the draw is it's continuous.
It's continuous.
Kind of laid back, maybe.
You're not on, like, something picks the songs for you, which is a huge thing. Like,
yeah, and
I remember, like clicking through the song track or the song list or whatever is like fucking going through Netflix. You know?
Yeah, it'll pick them for you, and it's like while it's playing on TV, it's not like the shitty studio recordings that it used to be with like old Guitar Hero. It's the actual music videos for the songs.
Okay.
So like, if you have to take a piss or something, there's nothing saying you can't just put your guitar down, go take a pee. The road thing will go away, and it'll just play the music video. So it's just like
so that's cool. Very laid back.
It's like stoner.
I feel like you have to experience it to fully understand.
It's really cool. And then on top of it all, the new fucking guitar is awesome. Like it used to be 5 buttons down the neck. Now it's only 3, but there's 2 buttons per fret. So it's almost like you have strings.
Just, wow.
So it's like
there's 6.
Buttons. Oh, okay.
So there's so white, 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 black, black, black.
No, 2 buttons per fret. He was right.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 buttons per fret. So
3
like,
frets.
Yeah, but you'll get, like, on harder difficulties, you'll get chords where you got to hit the 1 fret and then, like, the bottom fret on, like, the 3rd one. And it's, like, it's all muscle memory, so it's really... It blows your fucking mind, too, because you're used to playing Guitar Hero a certain way. And now
one dimension.
It comes to you in a different way. And
yeah, how does it come, like, bottom layer and top layer?
It's one's black and one's white. So you'll see like a black pick or a white pick based on like white is low, black is top.
Have you
so
it's
like
Rocksmith?
It's like I don't know, it's tricking your mind. Like you got to learn how to
that's
play.
That's crazy.
It. I'm telling you, once you get so good like, at it, you start feeling like it's awesome. It's so much
middle
fun.
Black, middle white, middle top.
Oh yeah, and then there's like full notes. Like you play both of them, and then there's also open. Now there'll just be like a straight line, like an open.
If it's top white and bottom black,
yeah.
Where are they on the?
Sometimes they'll be the 2 frets next to each other.
Are they always like right next to each other like that? Like
sometimes they're like the 1st and 3rd.
See, that's crazy. I would expect 2 lines to come through and like know which one is first.
Are there 6 lines?
No, there's 3 lines of like the things coming at you.
Oh, because so you're never going to be hitting top white and, sorry, like 3-1 and 3-2. You're never going to hit those at the same time?
3-1 and 3-2.
Yeah, like, sorry, 3-8, like, okay, so, like, here's my neck, it's, like, 1-2-3,
so 1-2-3,
like, so, it's, like, they're never gonna show, it's only gonna show...
There's combinations of everything there can be.
Yeah, but 3, wow. It's 3 and it's either black or white, that tells me if it's 3 top or 3 bottom.
Yeah. I mean, like...
2 top, 2 bottom.
It comes at you, so you got your... There's only 3...
I think I get it.
There's only 3. Like, you're 3
yeah,
frets.
Yeah,
how do you do black and white on the 1st fret?
Yeah, I got it. No, you can't. You can't.
Black and white, the same one?
Oh, yeah.
That's there. It'll same. Be like a... It's a different icon. It's like
oh,
a thicker
wow.
icon. So there's... You'll play the same one, which is you're hitting black and white
sure.
on the same fret.
Sure.
You're hitting black and white on different frets. You're hitting all 3 of them on the same fret sometimes. 2 on 1 fret.
Like so it's just a bigger note? Then,
yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
It's fucking really
it's
hard.
It's just a bigger note?
No, it'll be... I think it's solid. Like a solid with a maybe an outline or something. I forget what it looks like, but you know it.
But that tells you need to hit 1 and 2.
It's not black, it's not white. It's a mix of both, probably.
Yeah.
Gray.
No, it just looks... If you play... I can't even fucking tell you because it's just... It almost happens. You're just doing it.
That's wild.
But I'm telling you, like it's really hard to know where your fingers are at...
Do you buy 2 guitars?
No, I bought 1.
They actually didn't even have the two guitar one there when I went.
$200 for that.
Tim did. It was $189.99
for that. $200.
Mine was $129. I almost didn't buy it because of the price, but I don't know. It's fun. It's Guitar Hero. It's like you guys could come over.
I didn't know you were gonna buy it.
Dink around with it.
I loved it back in the day, but
yeah, I did too. A little bit was like nostalgia. Tim's way into it. Like he loves the game.
Yeah, 4 a.m.
1 week.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't know. Guitar Hero. He played a lot of Guitar Hero.
Yeah, but if Tim plays a game for 1 week, it's like us playing it for 3 months.
Sure.
Right? He's already on like 3 days, so must be pretty good.
Holy hell. Been so swell.
Hold on. I got a story. So I've had this dope-ass 4K TV for a year, and there's no content. Remember 2015 was supposed to be like Blu-ray, 4Ks coming out, 4K Blu-rays, whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing. I've known that Netflix has had 4K streaming, but I thought it was only available in the States. I just researched it last night because I was like, I'm going to fucking watch them in 4K. Like, what the hell? I've just been going back and forth to the little demos that were on the USB.
Yeah.
But I went research on the computer and it's just, you just have to change your streaming policy.
Yeah, because they don't want people.
It's $11.99 a month.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's not crazy.
No, it's not. $3, who cares?
$3. Yeah, but
cable is $80 a month. You know what I mean? Like, just $11.
You have four screens you can watch it from.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And awesome. You have, like, Ultra HD. So, I was like, okay, fuck. I changed it on the computer, logged out on the TV, logged back in, and there's just, like, a fucking Ultra HD, like, little column. I'm like, holy fuck.
So, are there any good picks in it?
No. Six not really. Shows.
Orange like, is the New Black, I know, is 4K.
Yeah, like, all the great. Netflix original stuff. Yeah. I watched like The Chef's Table.
I've seen it, but I've never watched it.
It's a Netflix thing. It's like fucking beautifully shot. This thing. It's at like super high end restaurants, and like they follow the chefs around, and like in their days, like the days of their lives or whatever. And just holy fuck! Like it's amazing how good it looks.
It's like
that's awesome.
Did you notice?
Just started watching 4K. He's kind of
yeah.
So did like, you? I've always noticed that, like, when I upgrade, I don't notice the difference as much as until I go back.
Yeah.
Like when Blu-rays first came out, I was like, yeah, they look better than DVDs. I'm like, I don't get what all the fuss is about. Then I watched the DVD and I went,
yeah,
what the fuck? So it's like normal Netflix quality, like unbearable now. Like,
no, it's not that bad.
So it's like, not that much better.
The problem is, like, I put on Bloodline.
Yeah.
Because, like, the beaches, I was like, oh, I want to see that. And it looks so sharp. Like, really fucking sharp. But it's not like, I need a fucking 4K TV to watch this. It's just like,
I think when there's
that looks like a window.
My TV has the TV's, or TV's, TJ's, like, fast refresh rate. And, like, I watched SNL one night, and it was weird.
It's terrifying.
It was weird.
SNL is the worst like case scenario to watch
my TV.
Yeah, true.
Some things
it's actually filmed live. Like
there are times where I'll be watching a normal TV show and I'm like, well, it looks kind of different. It looks a little weird.
Turn but SNL, off. They're looking at
I
the
like it.
Camera,
I'm,
man.
I'm like, it's cool. Like I feel like I'm watching live people through a window.
I hate that.
I love it.
It's so fast.
I turn it off instantly on my TV. I bought it. I was like, I fucked up. I was like, I gotta be able to turn this off, and I turn it off for everything.
I don't know why I don't like it. It's the way of the future.
It's the way of the future. It looks like
the way of the future.
Right now, today, on Woot, there's a $1,600 70-inch 4K TV by Sharp.
Wow.
$1,600 for a 70-inch 4K
TV. Wow. So you bought it?
Did you buy it?
Well, I considered it, but I don't know. I got enough TVs.
Well, just bring one here to Canada and give it to me.
Put it here.
Or, yeah,
could go right there.
It's a whole wall.
Yeah.
70 inches?
For $1,600. Why Sharp? It's not even fucking Vizio.
Yeah, you know that nuts. After taxes,
buddy, it's pretty much not even past midnight yet. You can still buy that. No. TJ, buy it right now live on the fucking podcast.
I bought a 3D printer today, so I maxed out for the day.
Holy shit.
Did you really?
I did.
I thought you already had one.
No, I got off the whole 3D printing thing for like the longest time, and it's kind of weird that I even bought one.
What are you going to 3D print first?
A dildo? I have for no your idea. Boy. Yeah. Yeah, they don't make them big enough, so I had to 3D print my own. I got the.
Do you want an imprint of my dick? You want to make a mold.
I kind of want to get Shelby the
Joe's
dick treatment thing. Like, how much are those?
Like the dick mold?
Yeah, I want to get Shelby a dick mold of my dick.
Why not just give her your dick?
Well, for when I'm out of town stuff, she can use my dick.
Just remember this.
He can add an extra inch if he gets his own, you know?
Yeah, add a couple.
I don't need that. It's going to be standard Joe's dick.
Lose an inch?
She's going to have to stick the whole thing in and, like, risk losing it. You need a bit of a handle to it.
What?
If it's just your dick.
It's going around the balls, too, and the balls are the handle.
Oh, the balls?
I don't think you can mold your balls.
Yeah, it's like a saggy...
You mold your balls.
You don't mold your balls. How do you mold your hard dick? All right, stay hard now.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
It's got to set fast, man.
Real fast.
That mold's got to set quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it's like, how do you say, you got to make sure you're watching porn or something, like while you're doing this thing? Is that, like, step one?
What do you do? Stick your, like, you take it home? It's like a fucking do it at home project? Stick your dick in this casting?
I'm pretty sure it's like a mold, and you
if you gotta wait, imagine you have to fucking remain hard for 40 minutes.
What do you mean you penetrate?
like, wait for the shit to.
What do you mean you penetrate the mold? Like, say it's like.
It's not 40 minutes.
Say it's like a soft clay.
It's gotta be like 30 seconds.
And you stick your dick in this tube of soft clay.
It's not soft clay. It's like a fucking gel.
It's like pink shit.
It's like a gel. You stick your cock in the gel, and then, like, the gel, like, gets solidifies. Within like 25 seconds.
And then you fill it with more gel.
And then you put like another different gel in it.
Gross.
And then you put a different gel in it. And that gel gets super hard.
Well, I hope your pubes get stuck in this fucking dick.
Yeah, you gotta shave hard beforehand.
That's brutal.
I'll shave hard.
I'm never...
Shave hard, man.
I'm going home. We gotta stop this now. I have to get it to bedded.
I gotta get it to bedded too.
Oh. No, it's too early for that. But we should cap this off, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's been 4 hours.
My name's Joe.
I'm Dan.
Chip.
TJ.
Out.
Cock it off.